you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
And Shakira, you think she was talking about her hips? I don't think so. Please, her hips are full of crap. Mine, on the other hand, they just don't lie. So yes, Melissa, come back into the shot. It's all true. Your mama, Joan Rivers, is a music matron.
Wow. I mean, I had no idea, but that certainly does explain the lightning bolt tattoos on your stomach and thighs.
Those are not tattoos. Those are infected stretch marks.
Okay, that's vile. That's vile. That is so not funny that it's so disgusting.
Okay, and let's move, let's move this up, but we didn't do it. Anyhow, let's have... Can we just keep rolling the... that's it. Good girls. Good girls. Keep going. Keep moving it up.
And now...
I rebuke this in the name of the Lord.
How dare you? How dare you say that, son of a bitch?
Our feature presentation.
She is just a lovely little flower, that girl.
Wow, that was unbelievably bad.
Well, we only had time for some of it yesterday. Joan and Melissa Rivers on the red carpet at the Grammys, and you heard some of those highlights a few minutes ago. But, yeah, there was more. She just doesn't stop. She thinks it's all funny.
Yeah. I think that's the part that's the most offensive, is how funny she thinks she is, laughing at herself.
Yes.
So that's good times, right?
Unless she's laughing because no one else is, and she feels like somebody should be because it's supposed to be comedy.
Maybe
that's it. Maybe she feels the lack of laughter, and she just realizes that if she doesn't laugh, no one will. That could be.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah,
a wasted joke.
By the way, Lisa May wearing a headband. Come on.
Thank you.
You know what
Thank
I'm saying?
Thank you so much.
It takes so little effort from you, doesn't it, Lisa?
It really does. It's amazing.
Ponytail, headband, bum.
Well,
done for
boom,
the day.
I'm in.
First thing Psycho Mike commented on was, you know, the larger target. But then I thought, she's just a beautiful woman. And the fact that you get to see more of her, that's just what makes the whole day.
Wow.
Nice try.
This is nice. What's going to go horribly wrong later today?
That's what I was saying. There's no way Lisa's going to buy that.
Something ready for me, I can tell.
or maybe I just realized that some of us are going to be in hotels later this week. And I'm just trying to grease the wheels a little bit.
Sure, that's going to happen. You're very close, Pete. Very close.
Dude, come on, Lisa's always a couple of drinks away from nailing one of us. Just a question of being the right guy at the right time in the right place. That's
all.
I mean,
that would require you to probably come out of your room at some point, which I doubt you'll do.
Well, that's true.
I am hoping that when you are drunk enough that I start to look good, you will just come down to my room.
I'll just come and knock.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's not that much alcohol at Big Bear.
I am just,
sure.
you're gonna drink enough and then you're going to be knocking on heaven's door.
Kevin's door? Did you say?
Heaven's door.
Oh, heaven.
Door.
Oh, heaven.
You
door.
Wish. Anyway, when are we allowed to talk about that, or are we not?
We are.
Secret? Are we doing a live broadcast that no one's supposed to know about?
No, we're allowed to talk about it. We're playing promos and stuff and giving away tickets.
I just found out Mike and I aren't even staying in the same hotel.
Well, you're going to be really drunk.
That's good news for me.
I wonder how many hotels they've got to spread out in.
Now you're even closer, Bean. Yeah, we are.
No, he's probably someplace else.
We're going to be broadcasting live on Thursday morning from Big Bear.
Yeah.
So that's going to be good times.
And people, of course, we're giving away the tickets to the lift ticket stuff, but people who don't win them can still come up, right?
Sure,
I mean, it's open for anybody.
It's an open ski area, so everybody can come up that wants to. We're going to be broadcasting live from there all day. It's not just the Kevin and Bean show. Kat's going to be up there.
Right.
And Jed and... Nicole, right. Whoever's at night. Tammy, I don't know. Whoever it is. They're all going to be up there, and we're going to make a whole day of it on Thursday.
Yeah, it should be cool, actually.
So, and that's the time when Bean's finally going to nail Lisa.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I'm just saying. Right there. I'm just saying.
I know, you're
Big
just
Bear
saying.
Big Bear says romance, let me tell you.
Well, I mean, it's going to be, we're going to be there Valentine's night, and, you know, you probably won't have, you know, your man with you.
No, that's I'll all be I'm, alone. It's true.
You'll be alone and lonely. That's all I'm saying.
I'd like to see the list in the hierarchy of, if I'm not drunk, who would I have sex with on the show?
Yeah.
And then a couple of beers in, and then like 10 in, and then hard liquor. And then just see where it goes all the way down.
And how Bean is at the very bottom
of
the list.
I'd like to see the duel between Bean and Doc for the bottom spot.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
That's about right.
The only thing that gives Mike and me both hope is knowing that Omar undoubtedly is going to have to stay back at the station.
Oh, true.
If Omar were up there, none of us, there wouldn't even be a list.
He's
would just
at the
be,
top, yeah.
Yeah, he'd be 1 through 10. So
right.
if he's not there, at least we have a chance to move up.
Do you think his penis has a turban?
I don't know, but I aim to find out.
I think we need to find that out. That's a good question.
Good times.
Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday. It's the 13th of February, Ola. I don't know if you were watching the news yesterday, the sports news, football especially now that it's over. It just struck me yesterday that football's over. I know I went to the Super Bowl, and I know the Pro Bowl's
passed.
Yeah,
if anyone should know that, that would be you.
I know, but it's like you have to live through like a weekend without football, and then you go, hey.
It's so funny. I heard two guys talking about this
on
Saturday.
Now?
They're like,
the college football.
I have to reorganize my entire life now.
Because now it's just the dreaded B word. And a lot of us can't stand baseball. I know more people can than can't. But, I'm not a big baseball fan. So now that's what we're stuck with, baseball.
Well, now you know how we baseball fans have felt since early November.
See, but that's not true because you're not only interested in baseball, you also watch football.
That's true.
Right,
that's
true.
The difference. I don't watch baseball, so I'm out.
But in terms of missing a sport, though, I mean, we certainly have been. It has been dry for the last few months for us. That's for sure. But by the way, speaking of football, what about the coach of the San Diego Chargers getting fired?
That's why I bring it up. They were 14 wins and 2 losses.
And they fired him?
Marty Schottenheimer, gone.
Gone, yeah.
What did they expect?
I think it was one of those deals where they didn't get along. No one got along with him. He didn't get along with anyone else.
There was already a lot of stress between him and management. And then four of his top coaches, defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator, have left now for other teams. So that only kind of like was the straw that broke the camel's back, because now it's pretty much a different organization under Schottenheimer. So they figured might as well just cut our losses.
Well, and that's saying something if all of your team wants to leave a team that's 14-2. That's saying they're doing anything to get away from you.
Marty Schottenheimer, fired. He does get another year of pay.
Right.
Oh, that's kind of nice. And I bet it's pretty
fired
good pay,
at
right?
14-2. I don't know that I've seen that in a long time.
You must be a huge ass.
Yeah, I mean, how what a dick do you have to be to be have that kind of winning record, which you know, most owners in the NFL would pay anything for.
Absolutely.
And he's gone. So,
interesting.
I love that. Speaking of sports, we think we've created a new one in drink boxing. And Ralph is going to take on the King of Mexico. Ralph's been training with a boxing instructor. King of Mexico's been doing Taibo in his living room. And so they should be equally matched. And the day before St. Patrick's Day is the 16th. That's a Friday. We're going to do a drink boxing exhibition. Is this an exhibition or is this
a... Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it, right?
I think so. I don't think there's any actual title that can be won. So, yeah, it's an exhibition. We're hoping for March 16th. We don't have a place yet, but we are hoping that that's the date we can do it.
I think, by the way, since we just made up the sport and no one holds any records, this could be the heavyweight championship of the world.
Oh, that's a good point.
No one else holds it, right?
Yeah.
Should we get like a belt or should we get something brand new completely?
Giant shot glass around your neck.
I like it.
That's what you get. Shot glass, belt buckle, something. I don't know. But drink boxing, we'll tell you about coming up just after 6 o'clock. Also on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, we're going to give away some tickets for you to see Incubus tonight. That's not bad, right? We'll let you earn those in the 6 o'clock hour. Unfortunately, you're going to have to live through a game that might end with your ears bleeding. But, you know, we're going to make you earn it since they're pretty good tickets. Speaking of which, I believe we have Incubus in the studio later on this week.
Wow, both of them.
Also on this morning's show, we're going to talk to Kristen Bell.
All right.
She's getting hotter every day, isn't she?
Yep.
She certainly is.
Veronica Mars. So we're going to have her on the show. We also have things that you got in trouble for saying at work. We had a call yesterday, Kevin Bean's What It Do Nephew. And a guy called up and said that they are no longer allowed to use the word hump day. What were the other two that he got in trouble for?
How's it hanging?
Can't say that.
Yeah. I like my coffee black like my men.
Yeah. Can't say that either. So
can't say that either. We got in trouble one time for saying, is the president there?
Yeah. You never know, right?
Could you put him on the phone? We got in trouble for that, but I don't know if that's the same type of thing we're talking about.
Who thought that those words would get you in trouble? So anyway, that's coming up this morning. Plus, I believe we're going to check in. We're going to try and track down this story that Britney's a lesbian. I don't know if you've seen the cover of In Touch.
But oh, yeah.
Kevin Federline, I guess, is the where the information's coming from. So it might be shaky. Might be, if it's coming through KFED. So we're going to try and track down his friend and see if we can find any more information about Britney being a lesbian. Because if so, that's good, right? I mean, that's nothing wrong with it.
Goal. That's for sure.
I'd like her to spread it around. I'd like to still think that, you know, a little bit of both, I think. I'd rather she were bi, I think.
Well, I agree. I mean, I think she is hetero at the same time. I mean, you can tell because she's always dating guys, so that's good. But I'd like her to go both ways as well.
Just like Angelina Jolie.
Exactly. Just exactly. Whoever's hot in the area, it doesn't matter the sex.
Yes.
And what about the world's best toilet? What about that on today's Kevin and Bean Show? What about a toilet that has a built-in PlayStation and TV and internet and the whole deal?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
like an entire apartment that's built around a toilet.
Because y'all spend so much time in there anyway.
Refrigerator, big screen, TiVo, like Bean said,
oh my
remote,
God.
The whole deal, yeah. So that's good times.
By the way, you can I love that you need a remote. I love that you need a remote
too, yeah.
When you're on the toilet.
And the TV's close enough to touch.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's all good news. That's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. And Ralph, Showbiz Beat is next.
I'm Mad Adam. Hey.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Ralph, what's going on this morning?
Well, if you can imagine the story with Anna Nicole Smith's baby's daddy gets even stranger. Yesterday, I mentioned that Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband, Prince Frederick von Anhalt, said he could possibly be the father of Daniel Lin. And now it looks like he's going to put his money where his mouth is. He came forward yesterday and said that he is filing for paternity.
Awesome.
Of the child, regardless of the protestations of Howard K. Stern and Larry Birkhead. He said he thinks he's the dad, and he isn't waiting for the court-ordered DNA test on February 20th. He is going to file now and try to get some court of custody situation regardless of the DNA test. So,
before the 20th of February?
Yeah.
It's a week from now.
Yeah, well, he's filing today.
All right.
He's going to try to get custody of the baby. Regarding his 100-year-old wife, Zsa Zsa Gabor, he said, if the court rules in my favor, I will go to the Bahamas and pick up the child. If my wife says, you bring a baby home, then it's over. Well, if my wife wants to divorce me, then it's up to her. So he is putting his paternal duty ahead of his 20-year-old marriage with Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Well, paternal duty or all of her money, the little kid.
Exactly.
One of the two.
Oh, it's just for the love of the child, Kevin.
Right,
come
sure.
on. How insensitive.
Dude, he's a prince. He's rich, man.
Yeah.
Frederick von Anhalt.
You know, I know it's not paternity related, but I see that Anna Nicole's mom is also trying to get custody of the baby. She says she didn't even want the money. She just wants the baby.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Everyone is fighting over this baby.
Sure, that's true.
She did such a good job the first time raising a girl. I can see why
yeah,
she
right.
want a second shot.
And by the way, your grandson on the straight and narrow, too, apparently.
If you're interested, you can pick up all kinds of T-shirts now on the internet celebrating Anna Nicole's baby situation.
Yeah.
You can get the I fathered Anna Nicole's baby and all I got was this stupid T-shirt. That's available. I'm the real father of Anna Nicole's baby from T-shirt Hell, and I'm Anna Nicole's baby daddy. It's also available locally, so you can pick that up.
I saw Breast in Peace. I saw that one.
Yeah, thanks for the memories.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I saw
that too.
By the way, the K-Rock microphones were there that day.
Hi, I'm Anna Nicole Smith, and you're listening to Kevin and Bean on the World.
Anna.
What's Santa Claus doing in Anna Nicole Smith's
I only play that because it's Lightning doing one of his many stable of voices.
Anna, Anna, ho, ho, ho. Anna, get off the floor, Anna.
I don't know why he used that voice.
No one does. No one ever will. Tyra Banks has a new boyfriend.
Really?
If you believe In Touch magazine, apparently she is dating Brian White, most recently the star of Stomp the Yard.
No kidding.
Everything bad in one place right there. Tyra Banks and Stomp the Yard. So there's your Tyra Banks update. Orlando Bloom's a pretty good boyfriend. According to In Touch magazine, he brought his girlfriend Penelope Cruz diamond and pearl earrings to congratulate her on her Oscar nomination for the movie Volver, which, of course, in Spanish means to volve.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, it does.
I don't think this is direct.
What's he going to buy her if she wins?
Yeah, good question.
So he got diamonds and pearls there. I mean, what if she wins? But he could here's a gold ingot. Here's a brick of gold.
He's gonna buy her country.
Stop giving each other things, people. Speaking
if
of
you
awards,
could give me a pearl necklace tonight, I really need one.
Speaking of awards, the WGA gave out their awards yesterday. The Writers Guild of America. This is often a precursor for the big winners for the Oscars. So let's take a look and see what won. Martin Scorsese's gangster movie, The Departed, walked away with the top prize for Best Adapted Screenplay because it was based on another film called Internal Affairs. And Little Miss Sunshine walked away with the Best Original Screenplay Award. So
both great.
It's good voting for both of those films.
Those who have still not seen The Departed,
trying
to get it in before Oscars, I think it actually comes out on DVD next week. I think next Tuesday it comes out on DVD.
Today, actually.
Oh, it's today. Okay. Yeah, I knew it was soon.
Today on DVD, you can pick that up. Everyone who's still pissed off at me about talking about The Departed, screw you.
Everybody dies.
Sorry. Got a little cough there?
Yeah.
Best TV show writing went to The Sopranos. For Best Dramatic Television Series, and Best Comic Television Series for the WG Awards went to The Office.
Oh.
So congratulations to them.
What's The Sopranos? What's that?
That's a that's an old 1970s cable TV show about a bunch of Italians who work in the mob.
They still come back about it once every 10 years, don't they?
They do a reunion show. They do a reunion show, yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to have to Netflix that. I'm not familiar with that.
Jennifer Hudson, good things just keep coming her way. Of course, she won the Golden Globe, nominated for an Oscar this year for her work in Dreamgirls. Now she's going to appear on the cover of Vogue. And if you saw her poured into that skin-tight red dress at the Grammys this week, then you know why she's on the cover, because she's just fat.
Are they going to make the magazine bigger?
They're going to have to. They're going to issue it as a 4x4 foot magazine. Well, it comes on an easel.
She would not fit on any of the pages inside. She has to be on the cover. It's the only one that's big enough.
What was that dress she was wearing at the Grammys?
I don't know. It was not flattering.
That was just 6 pounds of sausage and a 4-pound casing.
It really seems like you can wear clothes that minimize your problems, and she wore that dress, and it seems to just call attention to every single pound.
Hey, look at me.
I'm fat.
I'm huge.
Yeah,
skin tight is not the way to go when you've got that body.
Or skin tight, fine, but wear black. Don't wear fire engine red. People were pulling over on the freeway. She was going to the Grammys because they literally thought a fire engine was behind them. Scarlett Johansson says she is not dating Justin Timberlake. Oh, thank God. Thank Jesus in heaven.
That really is good news.
It is great news.
He doesn't deserve it.
Makes me breathe a little bit easier. Of course, you still got Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah, true.
At least it cuts my jealousy factor down by half. Apparently, they became just good friends when they were working on the video for his new single, What Goes Around Comes Around. She said, we have a lot of friends in common. Justin's a sweetheart. It's always good to see him, but there's a lot of speculation, and I try not to read that stuff. So, no relationship between Scarlett Johansson and Justin Timberlake. Plus, he's got the pube beard, and she's not into
it. He does have the pube beard.
Kevin, will you buy her CD when it comes out?
I'll buy anything she makes, does, or says. It doesn't matter.
All right. Yes. All right.
Yeah, she comes out with the Scarlett Johansson Lean Mean Grilling Machine. Kevin's going to pick up a half
dozen of them.
Speaking of Timberlake, he was forced to sit out the red carpet interviews at the Grammy Awards because he wanted to save his voice. Apparently, he had a case of the flu. Or he was out partying until 5 o'clock in the morning, depending on who you talk to.
Oh, really? So people are saying that?
Yeah. He missed out on singing at Clive Davis's pre-Grammy party on Saturday night. He was supposed to perform, but he begged off, and he said he had the flu and or a cold. Some people were saying, that's funny, he didn't look so sick 5 o'clock this morning when I saw him out at the clubs. So, who knows? And more Grammy news. Remember the police, the reunited police kicked off the show.
Sure.
On Sunday night. And
with like a 30-second version of Roxanne?
Yeah, I could have gone for a little more music from the police after waiting for 30 years or however long it's been. They announced their tour, where they're going to be going. First tour in 23 years. The police getting back together again. It's going to kick off in Vancouver, Canada, in May. And then they're going to go to the UK, South America, Japan, all over America. It's going to be 80-plus shows, including a stadium show at Fenway Park in Boston.
Do you have any information on the ticket prices?
I do not.
Because the rumors I'm hearing are out of this world.
Like Eagles, Rolling Stones
prices?
Yeah, like
$300-$500 a ticket.
Wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Crazy.
And they'll get it.
Of course. And finally, it's been announced today that the Desperate Housewives dolls are going to debut in June.
Oh, thank God. Show's hotter than ever.
Yeah, it really is. Just in time to get some merchandise out there. Apparently, this company has produced replicas of Susan, Bree, Edie, Gabrielle, and Lynette. And you can buy those dolls for $129.95 each.
No, come on.
You can get your own Desperate Housewives.
They better come
doll.
With realistic love openings for that.
Yeah, they better.
Come on.
Just think of Eva Longoria, the realistic.
Yeah, I was sorry. Wondering how big that doll is.
What? It's life size. She's a tiny girl. Yeah, $130 a pop for the Desperate Housewives. It's never too soon to teach your daughters to be money grubbing whores. By the way, so get them some role models with the Desperate Housewives dolls. Today's celebrity birthday is Stockard Channing. You know her as the First Lady on The West Wing. 63 years old today. Peter Gabriel. Started off his career with Genesis and became a popular solo artist. He's 57 years old today. David Naughton.
David Naughton.
One of Bean's favorites.
We have this conversation every year.
He was the star of American Werewolf in London.
Yeah.
He was also the Pepper. Remember, be a Pepper?
Oh,
I'm a Pepper.
Yeah,
a
Pepper.
Pepper
guy.
And he starred in the Smash ABC TV series Makin' It and sang the theme song to Makin' It.
one of my favorites.
Making it.
I can't imagine how I let that just funnel through my mind and just slip past me every year. So next year it'll be a surprise as well. Yes, Psycho Mike.
February 13th should be on the calendar as David Naughton's birthday. That's why.
Was Making It the TV series that was kind of loosely based on Saturday Night Fever?
Exactly, Psycho Mike. I'm impressed at your TV trivia knowledge.
It was the theme song to the movie Meatballs.
Okay, we've talked about him enough.
Well, there you go. David Naughton, 56 years old today. Henry Rollins from Black Flag, and of course, successful solo career. And like Psycho Mike, who's filled with roid rage.
Yeah.
Is 46 years old today. And Kelly Hugh.
Who?
From Scorpion King.
Whose birthday is it?
And X-Men, Kelly Hugh.
What?
She's 39 years old today. Is she the president of China?
No.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show his beat.
March 17th, just a little over a month from now.
For the 16th?
St. Patrick's Day. Oh, that's Saturday. Yeah. And then the day before that is Friday the 16th. And we, ladies and gentlemen, have decided that we are going to hold an event to raise money for charity and to watch two people on our show hit each other.
Yeah.
Both. It's the Kevin and Bean drink boxing match.
Don't fight the fight. We'll fight the fight. I'll fight the stupid fight.
A lot of people signed up to be the guy to get to hit Ralph, but apparently Dave won the lottery. So Dave is the one who actually gets to drink box on the 16th.
Now, I think Dave would step aside for you, Bean, if you wanted to step in his place.
Probably would. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to hurt you, Ralph. I wouldn't want to hurt you.
So we talked yesterday about how we went to the management of the radio station. We said drink boxing, charity. Oh, fantastic
big
idea.
Event. People are really excited about it. It's going to be a big deal.
Cost a couple grand. Nope. No can do.
No. All right, a couple hundred? No.
Nothing for you.
No money for you.
You get nothing.
Zero money.
So yesterday we were asking for a ring, a place that can hold a full-size boxing ring, which is 20 feet by 20 feet.
All we need is a place and the ring.
And an alcohol license.
And an alcohol license.
To be able to serve at 6 a.m. because it is drink boxing, not just boxing.
And boxing equipment.
And this all came up because Ralph had been training for quite some time with a boxing instructor. And Dave the King Mexico came in and told us that he was doing Taibo.
Yeah, Taibo.
He bought like an old VHS tape of Taibo from the 70s when that was popular.
It was actually a film strip.
Film strip.
Yeah, with a
record. I got
it at
a yard sale, you know.
And, was doing it in his bedroom. So,
he's
so then
feeling pretty good about himself.
Started mouthing off. I'm in good shape. I can take you. So now it's on. It's on. So, Ralph,
how has training been going, Dave? I haven't heard very much from you about how it's been going.
Well, I actually got a real trainer, and I'm going to a real boxing gym.
Right.
So now it's going really good.
How often do you go?
I go 5 times a week if I can.
Wow. Five times a
awesome,
week?
Yeah. Dave.
You're Dave the King of Mexico. That's shocking to me.
Did you shave the neck beard so that you would have less wind resistance or what?
No, the beard actually helped.
It did help.
Punches, yeah.
I like human headgear?
Yeah. Sort of.
I don't know if Dave and I are going to survive the training to get to the fight.
Exactly.
Do you get injured? His ribs are all bruised up. I got a busted lip yesterday, so I think we're going to be in bad shape before we ever get in the ring.
It's on, though. You know, I mean, there's no pulling out at this point, right?
Yeah, we'll be like, we'll be fighting like Montgomery Burns by the end of the training. I think we'll be all busted up.
Now Ralph, do you smoke in the ring? That's the one thing I forgot to ask.
No, that's what the minute between rounds is for.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Smoking and alcohol together. What could go wrong there?
Yeah.
Lightning is in the studio. Lightning. Tell us what we got in the way, by the way, of people calling in yesterday, kind of offering up their place. We're trying to find a location.
Well, first thing, the good news is Rent-A-Midget is donating some leprechauns.
Fantastic.
Oh. I don't know how we're going to use them.
Well,
but
that's, you know what? Of all the things we need to pull off this event, I was thinking if we can just get midget leprechauns, the rest will fall into place. Good work, Lightning.
We got a winner!
Once again, Lightning, you're doing some excellent work.
Yeah, but the is Shakira one of them?
No, not yet.
Did you see her on the Grammys? Did you see her?
So hot.
Did you see her?
That little Indian number
she's
she
like
did?
4'11 or 5. I mean, she's right on the limit of being a midget.
It's woman, though.
Yeah.
So a lot of good suggestions coming in yesterday about possible locations, some of which are the Starting Gate in Los Alamitos. We got the K-Rock listener, Rick, who has an 8,000-square-foot warehouse. A place called Loeffler Sports Bar in Anaheim. The Pyramid at Cal State University of Long Beach, which has an alcohol permit. So we're following up on that.
That's where they play basketball, right?
Joe Beach.
Yep. They have the Ice Dogs there
How
as well.
About that?
No, not Ice Dogs. Then we got the Vault 350 in Long Beach. Los Angeles Athletic Club, which I didn't even know existed. It's got a huge, like, rec hall that they sent me pictures of them boxing down in. So
maybe you didn't know it existed. Isn't that where we
Not Hollywood Athletic. Not Hollywood. Los Angeles downtown, yeah.
Ooh.
And then the Harry.
They've got a ring already?
I don't think they have
but it's been used before as a facility for
correct.
That.
Correct. Okay. And then the Heritage Forum in Anaheim,
which has a rotating stage. That might,
yes!
That might be interesting.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
It's like a
boxing
theater in the round.
While drinking alcohol with a spinning ring.
That sounds like really an excellent fast? Idea.
I don't know what
centrifugal
speed it goes to.
Drunk boxing.
So the guys like can't stay in the middle of the ring. They're hanging on to the ropes.
So we've got a lot of good leads that I'll be following up today.
What about the lead that you didn't mention, which is the Natural History Museum?
What?
Say what?
You don't remember that? Dave, didn't somebody call in with that?
Yeah.
Or was that your idea?
I brought that up.
Yeah, Dave brought that
Natural
up.
History Museum.
I've been to events at the Natural History Museum. They got a lot of room there.
Dude,
we
they
can
have
do it
room.
There.
They have booze.
Yeah, they got
and
mastodons.
They
got mastodons and fossils.
How rad would that be, though, for boxing in like a Tyrannosaurus Rex? Is right behind us.
Well, that'd be great until you ruin the Tyrannosaurus yeah. Rex bones.
Dave gets killed by the jaw of a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Let me ask Producer Lightning, because he's the one who's following up on
yeah.
this stuff. You want people to call who can actually authorize their venue?
Or I would like, just... or someone who has direct connection. Not, hey, I was at a cool bar, and they have, no, I can't use that. I need, my best friend is the general manager, or I own the place. One of those.
Okay. And what are the qualifications? I mean, what are the essential things that you're looking for to make a place work for this event?
The two most important things are you got to have at least 30 by 30 feet so we can put this 20 by 20 ring in it and then have, you know, 5-foot buffer zone all the way around it. And then you've got to have an alcohol permit or have the ability to secure a one-day permit very right. easily.
And by the way, the alcohol permit that allows you to serve at 6 a.m., that's what we need.
It is different,
so
right.
we're going to start serving alcohol at that moment.
Because no one wants to come to this thing and be sober.
No, God, no.
Yeah, right. Is there going to be any room for spectators? Because it sounds like, I mean, the room you've just described would be awfully tight for anyone to watch.
Well, he forgot thing. That part. There's...
No, I mean, that is...
He means you need an open clear space of 30 by 30 and then additional seating on top of
Believe
that.
Believe it or not, that is the yeah. hardest thing to achieve. Most dance clubs, they go, oh, yeah, we have a dance floor and it's, you know, it's 18 by 18. What? Just
so let them fight
do.
On the dance floor. Who cares? You know, we could have like
no fighting on the dance floor.
Disco music going.
Put a black light up.
DJ Omar Khan can be playing.
I get a sense Dave and I are going to be fighting on the grass at the infield at Santa Anita. That's what I got to say. With no ring, no gloves, just us just wrestling in our street brawls.
Chasing each other around the horse
we
track.
We roll around getting grass stains on our knees.
I mean, in a perfect world, we'd be able to fit the ring and have that 5 feet all the way around and then be able to squeeze in 150 to 300 people, you
right.
know?
That would be in a perfect
yeah.
world.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so email lightning@krock.com, or give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. And, you know, it doesn't have to be right now, but if you have an idea and something you can help us make happen, we are looking for a venue for the 16th of March for the first annual drink box.
First annual, yes, I like it.
The one and only.
I like it.
And by the way, Kevin suggested a great idea earlier. Since it's a brand new sport and there are no champions, Ralph, maybe you and Dave could be boxing for the championship of the world in drink boxing.
Because nobody's ever done it before.
Wow.
This could be the championship of the world. We can
I'm
say it that
excited.
Way.
I'm pretty excited, aren't you, Dave?
I am stoked.
No, it's not
would
a matter
like,
of...
Wouldn't you like to win a manufactured fantasy
no,
title?
It's not a matter of a real title. It's a matter of making it sound
Oh,
important.
It's not real.
No.
Oh,
this would just sound big.
By the way, there are metal fabricators or CNC specialists, and if you want to email me, I'd like some help designing a belt
so we can actually have a drink boxing cool. championship
yeah,
belt.
That would be awesome.
All right.
And I hope there's going to be some side bets going on between Ralph and Dave. I hope it's not enough just to win. I hope, you know, Dave gets deported or something if he loses. I mean, I hope we can really, like, amp it up.
Deported where? I'm more Mexican than he is.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know? He's an American citizen.
I mean, that's not even going to help us at all. But anyway, it's drink boxing. This all kind of came out of the fact that they've been betting for years on sports. And Dave rarely collects. And he wants to collect a little with his fists.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I need some payback for paintballing and waxing. So
there's been a lot of bets through the years,
man.
And Dave loses them all.
Wow.
So drink boxing, 20 by 20 ring, 100-150 people. Start pouring alcohol at 6 a.m. Give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. Yesterday was Arsenio Hall's birthday, and that's how we kick off the Afro line. 323-520-AFRO is the phone number. You can call us 24 hours a day. There's an answering machine there. You can leave a message. And we played Bean's interview with Arsenio. Do you have that handy, Bean?
All right. Hey, great to see you again. Welcome back, man.
It's a pleasure, man. Y'all keep rocking, okay?
Thank you, Arsenio.
Hall, folks. The people love him.
Arsenio!
Jeez. Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Thanks for the call. Apparently, he... took a breath and called back.
Oh!
Ooh, ooh!
Arsenio Hall is here. Looking good.
Here's a K-Rock listener singing one of the best songs ever recorded.
Chicken noodle soup. Chicken noodle soup. Chicken noodle soup with a soda on the side.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's almost as good as peanut butter and jelly, but not quite.
Right.
Because peanut butter and jelly includes a baseball bat. And that's odd. Every once in a while, a K-Rock listener will wake up from a nightmare and feel like they need to call and share that with us.
I had the most horrifying nightmare last night. I was having sex with Bean. And the scariest part about it was that it was actually good.
Oh, tell me more. Hey, don't hang up. Hey, tell me more.
That's clearly a
dream. Sex with Bean. And it was good.
It was good.
Thank you very much.
You know, it didn't really happen, right, Bean?
I had the same dream, though.
This listener called after going to a Chinese restaurant.
Plant a good seed and you will joyfully gather fruit. What the hell kind of fortune cookie crapola is that?
I don't know. Most of the people who are writing fortune cookies these days, somebody needs to go to the factory and just beat them over the head and tell them to get with it.
I'll bet we can do a phone topic of that, of people who have, that's been their job, writing fortune cookies.
I would love to talk to those people.
I'll bet we could, because those things
really?
Are so stupid. Yeah, look for something positive in the upcoming days. Hey, great. How could that go wrong? But here's a complaint.
Okay, the whole Kevin and Bean show just sucks. We need more Omar. More Omar.
Well, be careful what you wish for, because when we come back, we are going to do Omaroki, and it's going to make your ears hurt, but that's for the Incubus tickets we were just talking about a second ago, so thank you for that call.
I'm glad he called. It's nice to hear from Omar's gay following from time to
time. That's
true.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, I just wanted to say, how much I appreciate, that you don't overplay, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, thanks a lot,
No problem. This is the chant that seems to be increasing from our audience on a daily basis.
Please, please, please tell Psycho Mike to stop making those noises. Please.
We're with you.
I have hit him in the balls physically with my fist before.
Yeah, I don't know if he can control it.
There aren't any balls. I think the problem is there are no balls.
That might
be. No target.
So right. I just hit like loose pants. You know, that's not very good.
Oh, man. That Dateline NBC, this is Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. Oh, sir, please, no, sir, please, no, sir, please, please, oh, man.
There's another new one tonight.
Awesome. Oh, there is another To Catch a Predator?
Yep. Yeah, I think he's in Texas tonight. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
While we're speaking of TV tonight, don't miss Bam's Unholy Union, too. That's really good.
Oh, yeah, that's tonight.
Bam on MTV. Yeah, he's getting married, and that's the worst plan ever. And occasionally we'll get a request on the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO.
Hey, whatever happened to that song about eating the old people? You guys should play that again.
The people of our nation don't see no obligation to fix the situation with the elder generation. They stuffing up the nursing homes to overflowing. But the problem keeps growing. People getting jacked for their social security checks. I detect that they don't get no respect. So what you gonna do? A dilemma for the whole crew. Open up your ears, I got an answer for you.
What's that?
Open up your ears, I got an answer for
you. What you say?
Open up your ears, I got an answer for you.
We got to eat all the old people.
Show them that you love them.
We got to eat all the old people.
Shove them in an oven.
We got to eat all the old people.
Stick them in the freezer.
We got to eat all the old people.
We gonna garnish up a geezer. Gonna hack them, whack them, debone and stack them. 2x2 on the barbecue rack. I'm talking Steve McQueen with the Soylent Green. We grinded up the grannies in the granny grind machine. The venerable edibles, the ancient incredible burger. One bite and you know it's not regrettable. The ancient, the antiquated, dilapidated. Gonna get processed
and then marinated.
And now we go around, we cleaning up the town. We frying up the golden girls to a golden brown.
We got to eat all the old people.
Show them that you love them.
We got to eat all the old people.
Shove them in an oven.
We got to eat all the old
people. We gonna eat them skin and all.
We got to eat all the old people.
We gonna marinate with Jared.
Talking OLD, a P-E-O-P-L-E. It's always the first, then the worst, till it become a tasty treat. We're talking E-A-T. Here we go, all the O-L-D.
Let me hear you say E-A-T.
What you say?
O-L-D. Here we go. We got to eat all the old people. We got to eat all the old people.
Come on.
We got to eat all the old people.
Come on.
We got to eat all the old people.
Here we go. We got to eat all the old people.
Come on.
We got to eat all the old people.
Come on.
We got to eat all the old people.
We got to eat all the old people.
Boy. Now I think you know.
know exactly how I feel. A sandwich is a sandwich and your grandpa's a meal.
Well, that's the band that's playing the Will Turn tonight that's completely sold out. Of course, we're giving away tickets. Lisa, you know we're working hard behind the scenes to try to get Incubus to come in on Friday, right? You know that.
Yes.
we may have to send you out for food.
No.
Listeners have suggested that we bring up, hey, Incubus may be coming by on Friday as often as possible because they love to hear the little squeal that you make when you hear about your boyfriend.
Yeah.
But, of course, it is sold out, and we do have tickets. Gave some away yesterday. We got more right now for you with a little game that we like to call Omaroki.
Maroki as a singer, Omar's really lame. So we wish you luck, because he sucks. If you guess, you win the game.
Well, you don't win the game as much as you go into a drawing for tonight's tickets, in case other people win as well. But what happens is Omar sings, is that a strong word, sings?
I think it's the wrong word.
Rock is the word. Yeah. He rocks. Yeah. He's going to rock an Incubus song.
You know it.
And Omar, you just have to tell us what it is.
His skills are more behind the scenes than they are maybe in front of the microphone. That's all
I'm just worried for Brandon, because if his record peeps hear me on the radio, they might call me up and be like, dude, Brandon, you know.
Let's wait till the end of this, if you don't mind. Right. Make that decision.
We'll see how
it goes. Right, so they are all Incubus songs. All you have to do is tell us what Incubus song this is. We begin with Jan in Downey. Good morning, Jan.
Hello.
Ian, I believe. I think we have Ian on the line here.
Sure enough, that's an E. That's an I. Okay, hi, Ian.
How's it going?
Well, it's going well right up until Omar starts singing. It's going to be a song by Incubus. All you have to do is tell us the title, okay?
All right, we'll try.
Here he is.
Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there with open arms and open eyes, yeah. Whatever tomorrow brings.
That's all I can take of that one. Ian, you know what that is?
I can't.
Think of his song?
So,
very small group of songs.
Ian.
That would be Drive.
Uncanny.
God, no, I think it's really more canny, Omar. It's uncanny, I'm sorry.
I've never heard two versions of the same song that are different, more different than those two.
It's like when you listen to American Idol and you go, what was that song?
I have
no idea what that song was.
And then they tell you.
He sounds like William Hung and I sound awesome. Oh my God. That's crazy.
Jeff in Long Beach, good morning.
Good morning.
Jeff is a fireman, Lisa.
Oh, I love firemen. Just you know that.
All right. I'm sorry about what you're about to hear, Jeff, but here's Omaroki.
Not 2 days ago, I was having a look in a book, and I saw a picture of a guy fired up his knees. And I said, I can relate, because lately I've been thinking of combustion gas and as welcome vacation from the burdens of planet Earth, like gravity.
Right. That's Omar. Omar, that's fine. Jeff, all you have to do is name that song, put us out of our misery. What Incubus number is Omar trying to sing?
I couldn't hear a word he said.
No, that's too bad.
Really?
You got to give us a guess.
But 2 days ago,
pardon me.
Pardon me, yeah.
At least that one you could almost get from Omar's singing. Almost. I mean, not really, but. Nelson is in Azusa. Good morning. Hi there. All right, here's your Omaroki.
I lay my head into the sand. The sky resembles a backlift canopy with holes punched in it. I'm counting UFOs and I'm singing to them with my ladder. And this moment, I'm happy, happy.
Omar, have you ever heard these songs?
Yeah.
You've heard these Incubus songs?
You've never heard this song.
Oh, you really?
Nelson?
Yeah.
Song title?
Oh, it's the very first song on that CD.
Man, we're not looking for the track number.
Yeah, no, I know. Okay.
As much as we are a song title.
But what would you call that song if you were going to say, hey, I really like that song by Incubus, it's called, what name would you give it?
No, nowhere fast.
I wish you were here. Sorry.
Now, let me hear Brandon sing this. Well, he's doing it wrong if Omar's version is the way it goes.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about this contest. The group of answers is a pretty small group.
It's true.
Just Incubus songs. And really just the ones we play on K-Rock.
Right.
Right.
Doesn't seem like it's that. It's not like the whole universe of songs you have to pick from. People are going, I don't even have a guess. How do you not have a guess if we tell you it's Incubus?
Especially if you're calling because you're an Incubus fan because you want to go to the show tonight. It seems like you'd have, I don't know, just something.
You need to go
to
a chick, dude. Chicks are better with lyrics.
Sure.
Bianca.
Hey.
In Montclair. You're a chick, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. There we go. Here's Omaroki.
A cloud hangs over and mutes my happiness. 1,000 ships couldn't sail for my distress. Wish you were here. Ah, I'm a wonderful satellite.
It's not wonderful. It's wounded, you a-hole.
Whatever.
All right, that's enough.
Oh, my Lord.
Bianca? What's the name of the song?
Is it Anna Molly?
Yes.
A cloud hangs over. Wow, I wouldn't have got that, Bianca. He is, yeah. I don't know if you could hear her underneath that, but she said, oh, my God, he's such a bad singer.
Well, no kidding. No kidding. All right, so far, Bianca is the only one in the running. Dare we try another, or do we cut our losses and just give her the tickets?
I think we need to at least try and get a drawing out of this, don't you think?
Yes.
All right,
Melissa in Monrovia, good morning.
Good morning. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Melissa.
Right, hey, Melissa, how have you been doing as you've been listening on hold? How many of them so far have you known?
I have been laughing my ass off.
Because Omar, because he's so accurate, right?
He's so bad.
We might as well have Brandon in here.
Yeah, I put Brandon to shame. That's why you're laughing, right? You're like, oh, my God.
Okay, I'm going to need an edit of Omar singing and that clip for when Brandon's in here on Friday. All right, here's your Omar Oki song, Melissa.
You're no Jesus! Yeah, you're no effing Elvis! Wash your hands, clean yourself, baby! Step down! Step down!
All right. Melissa? Song title.
Step down.
Oh, if you don't get this, you're weak sauce.
Well, we don't really need you to re-sing it as much as give us the name that would go with it. Name of the song.
Oh, my God.
I think you have a song.
Something easier. The Omar singing.
What? Oh, listen. Sorry.
Oh, Melissa.
Megalomaniac. All right, one last try.
I rock so hard. God.
If Carolyn doesn't get it, then Bianca automatically wins. I'm sorry, Omar, what did you say?
I said I rock so harder.
You do,
that's what he said.
Caroline Azusa, good morning.
Hello, thank you, God.
Here's your Omar Oki song.
Okay.
I haven't felt the way I feel today. In so long, it's hard for me to specify. I'm beginning to notice how much it feels like a waking limb. Pins and needles.
All right, that's enough.
Wow, that was bad.
Name of the song?
Nice to know you.
Good job.
Nice to know you.
All the songs you guys put on. Oh, my God.
That was nice to know you. That's what she said.
She
did. It sounded to be like she said, feel you. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, she phone said it, right?
She said nice to know you. I think it was a phone problem. So, yeah, you did get that. All right, we have a drawing.
Seriously,
finally.
Omar, that's what you were singing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So it's Carolyn and Bianca we're looking for here, right?
That's correct.
Right.
And I'm drawing a name, and it is...
We got a winner! Oh,
Nelly.
It's Carolyn in Azusa.
Carolyn, congratulations.
Oh, my God.
Are you there? Yes. Congratulations. You're going to Incubus tonight.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm crying. You don't understand. Oh, my God.
Was it worth the pain?
Yes, it was.
Maroki, that's our game, and how much fun we had. Now you know that I didn't lie when I told you he was pretty bad.
5 till 7, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
You guys made us listen to a game called Kevin and Bean Whistle the Hits, and you're complaining about Omar Oki?
I missle whistle the hits.
Omar Oki rocks! Really? Based on what? Because the game I heard was very difficult to get through.
So much fun. That's the second hardest game in the world because it doesn't sound anything like this.
It's the most painful game in the world.
I love your work, Omar, and I'm looking forward to more of it.
You're welcome.
Tara Reid's a bitter beaver.
Uh-oh.
She apparently is upset about remarks that Girls Gone Wild founder Joe Francis said about her recently. You know, they used to be lovers, and he said that she was horrible in bed.
Oh.
Oh, ouch.
That's not right.
That's bad form.
I didn't know she ever dated that guy.
I neither.
He dated all of them.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The New York Post reports the two ran into each other at the Clive Davis Grammy pre-party. And he came up to her to give her a big hug, and she screamed, "Get away from me, never talk to me again." The odd part of this story is that Tara was reportedly sober at the time.
Oh, come on. It's true. Us to believe that?
Refreshingly so. Isaiah Washington may be out of a job, though the actor is out of his gay rehab.
and back on the set of Grey's Anatomy, it may not be for long. Star Magazine's reporting that producers are already talking to other black actors about possibly replacing Isaiah in his character or writing a new character to take over his position on the show. Orlando Jones reportedly in talks with the producers right now.
Seems like he'd be good.
Yeah, he's a pretty good actor. I bet the writers for that show are so upset that they've already shot him on Grey's Anatomy because I'm sure right about now they'd like to just write in another gunman.
What can we do now? Can't shoot him again.
Shoot him again.
We blow him up? No, we did that. We did that. There was a scene where someone had a bomb inside them.
Yeah.
that was a very realistic episode.
Drama we do.
He came near to death about 15 times, and now they need
maybe
to kill him.
Maybe he could go swimming with a portable radio plugged in.
Ralph, I know you hate Grey's Anatomy. I don't know why. But that episode with the guy with the bomb, who, by the way, the EMT was played by Kyle Chandler, star of Friday Night Lights, was a fantastic episode. He won an Emmy for it, for
God's
sake.
It's my favorite show. It's awesome.
Grey's Anatomy? Yeah. It should be your favorite show because it's a chick show.
Well, please enjoy.
It's a great show.
Please enjoy.
It's okay being a fan. Ralph doesn't want to watch a show.
Yeah, it's all right. It's okay. I don't have to watch
everything.
You
won't get on board.
You don't have to turn him on that
It's okay. Sorry, you watch it and enjoy it. I will choose not to. And the world will continue to spin on its axis,
like,
just
it
as
seems
it always
like you
does.
Hated having not seen it, though. That's what
saw it,
be about
hated it, then hated it more, and hated it.
And the more people talk about it,
more I hate it.
Yeah,
so
okay, that's all right.
Apparently, Fox was looking for a replacement for Paul Abdul's spot on American Idol.
Oh, how dare they!
Reports have surfaced that Fox was in talks with Belinda Carlisle of the Go-Go's. Now, this was before the whole show began. Or as a potential replacement for Paula, that part can't be nailed down. Either they offered it to her initially when the show began, or Paula's alleged substance behavior has caused them to open up other channels and look for possible replacements for Paula.
How about that?
But I think that makes the show more fun.
Hey, listen.
I really do.
Guessing whether Paula will be coherent
or
not on a given episode?
Absolutely. That's the fun.
It's kind of like this show with me.
Exactly.
Yes. I'm the Paula Abdul of this program.
Will Kevin have a granola bar in quotes, as we're calling them these days, or will he be sober?
I can't see them wanting to make any changes to perhaps one of the most successful shows, certainly one of the biggest money-making shows in the history of television.
I hardly think it would matter who was sitting in Paula Abdul's chair regarding the success of that show.
You think
frankly.
So?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, maybe
you could
you're right.
Put, you could put a lemur in there, or a sloth.
A wombat.
Any number of woodland creatures could sit in that chair and it would still get huge, huge ratings.
Here's Simon talking to Paul.
You know, you go home and have a couple of shooters, and I don't know what the f*** happens, but when you come back, you're not the same lady.
Not happy.
Casting news coming out of Hollywood. Daily Variety magazine says Leonardo DiCaprio will star and produce in a movie about the collapse of Enron. The movie's based on a book by a New York Times writer called Conspiracy of Fools, and Leonardo DiCaprio loves the book and wants to star in it and produce the feature film. And in more bizarre casting news, Daily Variety has also announced that they will be making a comedy based on the Hardy Boys books. Remember the Hardy Boys, the two brothers
sure.
who used to solve crimes together? Very popular sort of teen book series.
I remember that they existed. I don't know anything.
Then there was a TV series based on it with Parker Stevenson and Sean Cassidy. Mm-hmm.
Don't know that.
In
That's
the 70s.
Right.
They're going to do a version of an action comedy where the Hardy Boys are all grown up called the Hardy Men. Starring...
This is the porn knockoff?
Of course, Ben Stiller, who has to be in every one of these films. Mm-hmm. And playing his brother in the movie?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, no.
Tom Cruise in a... Is it a comedy?
Yes. Apparently, Tom is eager to show off his comedic skills.
Tom Cruise, I thought you said.
And is going to play Ben Stiller's brother in The Hardy Man.
See, Ben Stiller, I'm the kind of guy who... that makes me want to go see a movie pretty much every time I hear he's in one.
Well, he's great at those kind of parodies, too. He did, Starsky and Hutch, of course. And, you know, he's very good at that type of comedy.
Tom Cruise does not seem like
Tom Cruise wants to rejuvenate his screen image by doing some comedy.
I would go see that. just out of curiosity. Yeah. Absolutely.
DVDs in stores today. It is Tuesday. That means there's new DVDs available. The U.S. versus John Lennon, a documentary about the FBI files on the late Beatle and how they thought he was dangerous to America.
Is that true?
He was subversive.
That's a true story?
Yeah, Nixon hated him. Had him on his most wanted
list. Well,
he
was always, you know, on the TV talking about peace, and that was not where the country was at the time.
They tried to deport him several times, actually.
They went through with it?
Well, he had a pot possession charge, and they were trying to use that to get him out of the country, but they never did. They never got him back to England.
Should have gotten rid of Yoko.
Yeah, that's somebody who should have deported. And The Departed, available today on DVD as well. You can
so good.
It's an excellent film. If you haven't seen it, you really should check it out. White Stripes may have a new record label soon.
Their own or just a different one?
Well, apparently the two are close to signing a long-term multi-million-dollar deal with Warner Brothers. All their previous work was released on V2, but since that label is now gone, Jack and Meg need a new home. And looks like Warner Brothers has won the bidding war. So it should be announced shortly.
Tonight, Stephen Sondheim, Estelle Axton, and Cosimo Matassa are the Academy's Trustees Award honorees.
Wow, I don't know what's going on in that booth, but he's still breaking in.
The Raconteurs were also in V2, but looks like they're going to be on Warner as well. So
how about that?
Multi-million dollar deal.
That's a talented little fella right there.
Good stuff right there. Let's get to celebrity birthdays, shall we? Whose birthday is it? Some people.
He's looking through his papers.
Stalker Channing from The West Wing. She was the first lady on that show. She's 63. Sure. Peter Who Gabriel else? Is 57 years old today.
Who else has a birthday?
Kelly Who, the Scorpion King.
That's what I'm talking about.
She's 39 years old today. And Henry Rollins, of course, in Black Flag and his own successful solo career, 46 years old today. And David Naughton from American Werewolf in London, the star of that feature film and one of Bean's favorite all-time actors. I have no idea why.
I'll tell you why. Because Bean picks his favorites, whatever they are, by how bad they are. He'll say, oh, David Naughton. He's a meaningless blip on the entertainment world's. And I'm going to worship
him. He's not a bad actor. That was good American Werewolf.
He and Dr. Pepper was my favorite drink for decades. And he was the Pepper guy. And that's really what I started to look up to. You know,
and he had a star smash hit Dr. Pepper in the 70s called Making It.
Oh, that was the disco one? That
Making It.
Bad.
Give me a little taste of Making It. That's what I'm talking about. Come on, don't you just want to do the electric slide?
No. This has the dreaded gay double clap.
First good song we played on K-Rock this year.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's awful stuff.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We got to talk about political correctness gone awry, because it's really driving us nuts. We certainly get away with talking a certain way here at K-Rock.
Oh, yeah. On and off the air.
You can't get away with at other places of business.
Right.
Although, having said that, you're absolutely right. But having said that, when we had to take the course recently learn what's acceptable in the, you know, off the air, there's a lot more leeway on the air with what you can get away with saying than stuff you can say in the halls to, you know, employees.
Well, it was one of those cover your ass things where they make you go online and take a quiz. And basically, I thought, what is the opposite, or what do I do?
Right.
And then I just put the opposite, and it was the right question every time.
Right.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
I don't understand the world anymore, because you can't go down the hall, for instance, to, you know, someone who works in the sales department at K-Rock and go, dude, nice hoots. You know, you can't. Like, since when can you not compliment a woman on her boobs? I mean, what is going on in 2007?
Well, that might be a little extreme, but it has gotten much worse than that, unfortunately. And yesterday during Kevin and Me's What It Do, Nephew, we took a phone call. And then we're going to take your calls from things you got in trouble at work for saying. You got in trouble for work at work for saying something? This guy called us.
Yeah, I got in trouble at work.
Why?
I said I like my coffee black, like my women.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Nothing wrong with that?
Yeah. Somebody heard me, and then they told HR, and HR wrote me up and sent me home.
What else can
you
say?
Let me stop right there. That's a joke from Airplane from 30 years ago. I mean, there's no one alive today who hasn't heard, hey, I like my coffee black, like my women, or like my men. I mean, it's just
doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yeah, all the offense has been taken out of that because it's been so widely known for 30 years. How do you get in trouble for saying something like that?
Look, here's the thing. We've changed from everybody has freedom to do what they want to you can't offend one person.
Anybody.
If you offend one person, your actions are wrong, and it's ridiculous, because there's a lot of times when you're really not offensive at all, and you could find somebody who's offended at every single thing that's said about every single thing.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times you see this, too, where no one that you know or have ever heard from is offended, but they think somebody else might get offended, therefore it shouldn't be said or done.
So things you got in trouble for saying at work. Here, the call goes on. What else can't you say?
Hump day, for you referred as Wednesday.
You can't say really? Hump day.
Wow.
Because that's sexual.
Rick Dees is going to be so upset.
Yes, he is. Can't say hump day.
Now, hump day, folks, if you haven't thought it through, has nothing to do with humping, okay? The expression came from, it's like climbing up a hill. You know, you start on Monday morning climbing up that hill. You get to Wednesday, you're finally at the top of the hill, meaning that all the hours that you work from this point on till the weekend, you're heading downward. That's what hump day means. There's nothing offensive about that, except, you know, it's kind of dorky.
Well, yeah, it's way dorky, so it should be outlawed for that reason, but not because it's sexual. The guy was told by Human Resources, is that what it is?
Yeah.
HR?
Right, right.
That he can't say hump day. He also is not allowed to ask people how's it hanging. Which, you can see how that one could be misconstrued
if you take it literally.
Right.
But nobody who says how's it hanging really wants a description of what side of your pants your penis is on.
Right, exactly.
What they're really asking is what's up? How's it going?
So this guy got sent home for the joke about his women black like his coffee. Can't say how's it hanging, can't say hump day. Hump day to me, somebody who is in the human resources department should be slapped for that.
They're stupid. They don't actually know what it means, clearly.
So basically what happens is all these companies that are lawsuit shy, they just say, okay, well, if it sounds like anybody might at any time be able to misconstrue something in the wrong way, we're going to have to just say no just to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Just say right. No. They don't get paid to say yes. They just get paid to tell everyone no.
So much for nice hoots, by the way. Don't even, you know, we're so far
nice
past
hoots
that
is
now.
Way gone.
Oh,
I know.
Rackalicious, right. Though, still okay, oddly enough, because they don't know quite what it means yet.
1-800-520-1067. Let's take Tom real quick from Long Beach, because this is a perfect example of an expression that's in the language that somebody apparently has taken literally and is causing problems for the guy who says it. Tom, welcome to the Kevin Amin Sean Kerouac. So you have personal experience with what we're talking about here.
Yes, I have.
All right. What happened?
Well, I was in a meeting in a big project, and one of the people, you know, one of the ones that shows up for the meeting at the end of it really did nothing the whole time,
right.
Showed up and was criticizing a bunch of people who worked on it. So in front of all the executives, I told him to grow some balls.
You got to grow some balls.
Right. Yeah.
Which means you need a spine. You need to learn to stand up and
man up, right.
Exactly.
And
they took my promotion and delayed it for 2 months.
Oh.
Just because you said grow some balls?
Yeah.
Wow.
And what did they say to you about it? Do you remember any of the words they used to describe to you why that was not appropriate talk in the workplace?
It was they just said it was inappropriate to criticize in front of the group. And I said, well, I was defending my people, so.
And it was to a guy or a girl?
It was a guy.
Because girls are even funnier.
True.
Wow.
It could be true these days.
So add grow some balls to the list.
Or grow a pair. I suppose grow a pair wouldn't work either now.
Although technically you're not using the word ball.
So what about man up? What if you told him to man up, Tom? Would that...
I think I would have got my promotion earlier.
Yeah, maybe.
Wow.
Okay.
Maybe. All right, thank you.
How about that?
This is a depressing world that we live in of political correctness that's driving us all crazy.
We're all going to be like vanilla.
All right, let's go. Let's take one more real quick, and then we'll take a break. Let's go to Brandon, who has a story that you might not even believe. Brandon in Corona, hi.
What it do?
What it do?
Hi, Brandon.
All right, you got fired for this.
Yep.
Okay, what is it that you got fired for?
Okay, I worked for a retail electronics company.
Mm-hmm.
And
Radio Shack,
they
got
put
it.
The schedule in the back room for the whole staff.
Right.
And like six or seven, I was a supervisor, and six or seven people had scratched out, you know, different shifts, and there was, you know, arrows pointing here and pointing there, you know, to indicate people who were switching shifts.
Right, so it was real complex.
Yeah, and I was like, I wrote on the schedule, WTF.
What the F? Okay.
Okay.
But you didn't write the words, you just wrote the letters WTF.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And I got fired for that. I got fired the next day.
No
well,
way.
Well, the letter F is very offensive. It's in a lot of bad words. It could really, really screw somebody up if I have to see that. Yeah. Think of the children, Brandon.
WTF.
That's insane. What did they say?
Well, they said that it was offensive and inappropriate and unprofessional. And that one of the girls got
no,
upset.
She didn't. No, she
started
didn't.
Crying.
This is one of those bosses again who's afraid to get in trouble. So they think, well, somebody might misconstrue that. And by the way, they don't fire normal people for that. They fire people who they're looking to get rid of anyway.
Well, I was thinking that
in this particular case, that he just gave them what they needed.
Yeah,
he gave
so
them the
Brandon
bullet.
Had been stealing a lot of batteries.
Yeah.
Is what you're
That's
telling
what
me?
I think.
Yeah.
Hey, Brandon, did you try to get out of it by saying, hey, I'm a Battlestar Galactica fan and it's clearly what the frack? I mean, did you work at anything else or did you just take it and walk out?
You know, that didn't occur to me, the Battlestar Galactica.
I'm sure you were just shocked. I'm sure you couldn't even get your head around it for a while.
Yeah, no, I was. I was completely out of sorts. I even tried, threatening that I was going to sue for false termination and all that kind of stuff. They didn't care.
Yeah.
They're just like, okay, go ahead.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, they got the power. All right, Ben. Hey, thank you.
You can't have somebody writing WTF all over the place, all willy-nilly. I mean, our society will come down. So political correctness gone awry. It's driving us all crazy. Things you can't say at work. 1-800-520-1067. We have some great ones on hold we'll get to next.
Speaking of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, this email
is from Misty this morning. We're talking about political correctness, things you can't say in the workplace that astonished you. Well, when I worked at the East Bay, now known as footlocker.com, in the call center, it was a casual environment, you know, t-shirts and jeans. I wore my Red Hot Chili Peppers Californication t-shirt and they told me I needed to go home and change because it was inappropriate because it uses the word Californication.
Because fornicating is in there?
Oh my
yes.
God.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
The other calls
How
we've
whack is that?
The other calls we've taken are How's It Hanging, Hump Day, Grow Some Balls, WTF, which of course stands for what the
F, yeah. Right?
And I Like My Women Black Like My Coffee. Now these are things that you can't say at work. People have gotten in trouble for.
Apparently.
Let's squeeze in a few more because we have a tremendous amount of them. Chris in Riverside, good morning.
Good morning.
What did you get in trouble for?
I called a girl a peon, but I did it in a nice way.
A peon, meaning like the person at the bottom of the rung, right? He's the low man on the totem pole.
That's exactly what I said.
Did they think it meant something else?
Well, you know what? I meant it. It was a compliment in the way I gave it to her because she's in the class with a bunch of managers. She was just as good as the manager from a sales trainer.
Right. Yeah.
And she's at the end of the day, she goes, well, I'm just a salesman. I go, oh, you're just a peon? I go, well, you did a great job. You're just as good at the managers. Well, she talked to her dad, I guess, and she went to HR 2 days later crying about it, and they had to let me go because it basically said, I said she wasn't worth a piss.
That's
really?
Not what peon means.
It's not what it means at all. No, it has nothing to do with peeing on. It's just a coincidence that that's how it sounds. But I want you to understand, Chris, there's no way to call someone a peon as a compliment. I mean, I understand why she was offended, but you certainly shouldn't have gotten fired for using the word. They clearly misunderstood what it means.
Yeah, right. I mean, a lot of this seems like people, it's just ignorance. They actually don't know what hump day means or peon.
Yeah, it has pee in it, so it must be bad. So you're fired.
That's amazing.
Political correctness gone awry. Jill in Burbank. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi there. What did you get in trouble for?
The most moronic thing. I said someone was from the 909, and she took great offense to it.
She was from the 909?
Yeah.
But well, she shouldn't live there.
She said she was from Claremont, which was kind of the Beverly Hills from
they
the
909. They all say that. Everybody in the 909. Everybody in the 909 says, yeah, but where I live, it's not bad.
Yeah.
But from the 909, so did you get in trouble for that?
Well, yeah. She said it was insensitive, and she complained, and so I got a talking to. But
well, you're not the one living in the 909, right?
No.
Well, then you're in the right.
It's a freaking area code.
It is. Hey, you're in the 818. How dare you, sir? How dare you? Karina in Corona. Hi.
Good morning, Kevin Bean and Lisa May.
Hi, Karina.
What did you get in trouble for at work?
I was actually in HR training. You know, you have to have that sexual harassment training every year.
Of course.
And the HR manager had mentioned, you know, that there was refreshments and coffee, and she said the word tea bags, and I started rolling and laughing and kind of chuckled to myself. And afterwards, she pulled me to the side and said, okay, that wasn't very professional what you did.
Because you were laughing?
I find humor in tea bags.
Right, but did you raise your hand and tell everybody, hey, you know what another meaning for that is? Let me tell you. You didn't, right? You just laughed.
I laughed. I chuckled. You know, again, I find humor in the word tea bag.
All right. We're so with you, Karina. Please come work at K-Rock. You're our kind of lady.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye now.
I can't hear the name of Gavin Rossdale's band without laughing on the air.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do about it. It's just funny.
Now you have to call them the dude that's married to that chick that used to be in that band.
Right.
Can't say the word anymore.
Be safe.
Eva in Orange County. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi there.
Yeah, I got in trouble for saying quickie.
Really? For saying quickie?
Yeah, I got written up pretty bad.
Were you using it to refer to a sexual encounter?
Well, you know, she had to go on her lunch, so I said, I just made a mistake. I said, oh, you're going to get a quickie, or you're going to go have a quickie, and she got offended.
Yeah, you didn't make a mistake, Eva. You didn't do anything wrong. I hate whoever she is. Thank you for calling. I'm so tired of this political correctness. Just drives me crazy. I mean, I can understand trying to keep people from being offended, but there has to be a limit at some point, because we have professional offendees these days. Everybody's out there just trying to get offended. Yep. It's ridiculous.
Let's talk to Anthony. He's in Inglewood, so he's probably up to no good. But let's find out what happened. Anthony, what's the deal?
Well, I was at work one day, and I'd come to check my schedule, thinking it was going to be a nice schedule for the week. Didn't want to work too many days. And I ended up getting in there, and I found out I had to work 7 days that week. And I just made the remark that, man, that's pretty gay. And, basically, I guess one of the new hirees got offended and went and complained to the manager, and I ended up getting a write-up and suspended.
Well, but you didn't have to work 7 days.
But gay is one of those words that has
on the bright side.
It's kind of been transformed into...
It really has.
Silly, ridiculous. I mean, it can mean a lot of things. I'm sure you didn't mean that that person was having sex with somebody their own sex.
He wasn't even talking about a person. He was talking about a schedule.
Yeah, I mean, I talking about the schedule, and you got offended, and I thought, if anything, I mean, he should be proud of you. I mean, I have nothing against him, but I mean...
Can a schedule be gay? Technically.
I understand I can understand a workplace saying, hey, we'd prefer our employees not use gay in a negative sense. I can understand that. I also understand what Kevin is saying, which is the meaning of that word has changed to become so much more all-encompassing than it was ever intended to be. But that one makes a lot more sense to me than a lot of the other ones that we've spoken with here this morning. That's for sure.
This dude got in trouble.
I don't give too much of a shit what people do behind closed doors with the consenting adults. If we let this stuff go too far, pretty soon we'll be f***ing dogs.
Yeah, you can't say that.
Oh.
That's a negative.
Let's talk to Kelly. She's in Rancho Cucamonga. And I find this hard to believe that this happened in the 21st century. Kelly, what's the deal?
Oh, my God. We used to have these performance evaluations, and everyone in my department was just super funny. And we would always say, oh, your mama, if there was something about whatever, it'd just be, oh, your mama.
Right.
And I actually got in trouble and was asked to write on my own performance evaluation, I will refrain from using the words your mama at work.
Are you kidding me?
I wish I was. It was so funny.
Did you tell them that you're just quoting the worst show MTV has ever had on called
this
Yo Mama?
Before the show, this was like, four or five years ago.
Yo mama, you got in trouble for. That's awesome. Yeah.
And you had to write down, I will not, like you're Bart Simpson on the chalkboard.
Yes. No, I had to write it on my performance evaluation, but I had that visual, like writing it 100 times.
Oh, my God. People, stop it.
That's fantastic.
Awesome.
That's gay. What happened to you?
Effing Muslims. All right, thanks for the call. Anymore. Bye now.
This is a great story. I don't know if you saw this yesterday. It was just announced in New Mexico that they're trying to combat. Every state has the problem with the drunk drivers, and they do everything they can to kind of raise the awareness of don't drink and drive.
Right.
But they've come up with an unusual way to do it that I had not heard anyone do before, and that is talking urinal cakes.
Now, for you girls that don't frequent men's rooms,
yes.
They have like little, they're like hockey puck size cakes that they put in the urinals, and I think it's for to smell, make
odor?
It smell fresh, right? I guess.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
And now they're installing talking ones that'll give you a message. In New Mexico, it says, like, for example, you walk up to the urinal and it says, "You drink, you drive, you lose."
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they have that printed on the top of the hockey puck, and then it also talks to you. And it basically, you know, it's a suggestion for people who are hitting the head, as my dad used to say in the Navy, on their way out of the bar at night. It's basically just a reminder, hey, don't drink and drive. And it's a pilot program. They got 500 of them in bars all over New Mexico, and they're going to wait and see how it goes. They cost $21 each, by the way, to buy these.
Mm-hmm.
And they're made by a company in China, and I love the name of the company, Wismark.
Wismark.
That's awesome.
Wismark. No word on whether they're working on a talking tampon for the ladies, but right now... No, I'm just saying, because...
Yeah, well, don't
women,
say.
They drink and drive, too, though, so right
well,
now
they're
talking...
Well, it's not like they're all on their period.
That's not the... That's
well,
not,
they do it.
Oh,
but when they are, Lisa, boy. They'll be so safe, is what I'm saying.
You're an odd man.
What's wrong with you?
So the urinal cakes we first heard about in this story in New Mexico, but now we're asking around, and apparently they got them here at K-Rock already, and I don't know if that's because we've had so many, you know, people pulled over and arrested on the way home from work. From here, but apparently they're using them here at the building.
The talking on urinal cakes?
Mm-hmm.
Talking, yeah. Psycho Mike, did we bug the restroom? That's how we got there?
Yeah, Omar and I yesterday, we decided to find out a little bit of like what it sounds like in these urinals with people talking back and forth with urinal cakes. So we just, you know, put a little hood microphone action, and this is what we got.
So who's the first person that goes into the restroom?
I think it's Jed Fish.
Jed.
Oh, Jed.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
My hidden microphone in the restroom.
Oh, 106.7 K-Rock Carol Cutes, Jed the Fish.
Hello, Jed the Fish.
I remember I filleted Terrence Trent D'Arby in the bathroom at the Viper Room in 91.
That is interesting.
Ah!
No.
Oh.
Number one only.
That's Jed's catch of the day for sure. Oh, no more FiberCon for the Jedster.
Oh. Why? Why? Did he have to kill the urinal cake?
Oh, did he say asshole? Is that what he said? Oh, that's sad.
That's awful.
I never thought I'd feel bad for a urinal cake, but Jed shouldn't have done that.
When the urinal cake was shouting number one only, that's a bad sign right there, right? All right, who do we have next? Who
else? Doc on the Rock.
Oh, you know, he's constantly the bad. Oh. Now, this is destroying it.
Doc is the guy who runs down the hallway with the newspaper in his arm, and he says this. It's time.
Oh, God.
And we're all like, we don't need to know. So here's a little of that.
I see they finally put a new urinal cake in here.
Good morning.
Urinal cakes were first developed by the ancient Romans, who also collected urine to use for dry cleaning purposes.
What are you talking about?
Urinal cakes were used in Vietnam to repel bugs and other pests that bothered GIs in the trenches.
If you could just go to the bathroom, that'd be great.
Urinal cakes have been designed now to talk.
No, seriously, shut the f*** up.
No, you shut the f*** up.
Asshole.
What do you guys do over there after the show's air? Well, you just send the tape straight over to the Smithsonian?
Well, that's what we might.
And who's next? We have one more?
Omar goes in, I guess.
DJ know. Omar Khan?
Yeah, idiot. He's fried his brain. Forgot that we bugged
you. You bugged it. You put the microphone in there.
I forgot.
What in God's name?
One, two, twos, baby. Let me get this kid up here.
Urinal Cake 2000 welcomes you to the lavatory. That. Sir, what are you doing?
That's some good shit. DJ Omar Khan, I'm DJ Omar Khan!
Sir, are you aware that methamphetamine causes
who is that?
Brain damage and can affect the central nervous system?
You, Urinal Cake! DJ Omar Khan! DJ Omar Khan!
That's the drugs talking, sir. Are you really angry at me, or are you angry at yourself?
Well, now that I look at it, I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe I should rethink how I'm living my life. Thanks, Urinal Cake.
It's my pleasure, Omar. I'm not just here to get peed on.
How about that? Making a difference.
That is a sweet story,
that is fantastic.
I have to say.
Thanks.
Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I get to Showbiz News, let me give away some passes to the world red carpet premiere of Reno 911 Miami, the movie. See, it's Reno 911, but they're in Miami.
Reno 911 is a TV show on Comedy Central?
That's how they've given you the twist.
Yes.
Exactly. So if you'd like to go, first five callers, 1-800-520-1067, get a chance to go to the world red carpet premiere of Reno 911 Miami, the movie, at the Grauman's Chinese Theater on Thursday night. You can check it out. So there you go. Call now, 1-800-520-1067. It is DVD day. Every Tuesday, new DVDs hit the stores. Here's what you can pick up today if you're so inclined. Golden Girls Season 7, finally, out today. Finally. Well, it's out today, which was a great series that I was wondering when they were going to finally get around to putting it on DVD, is Beauty and the Beast. Do you remember that TV show?
Yes,
Ron Perlman,
yeah,
who lived as the Beast in the sewers beneath the city of New York.
Totally forgot about that.
Sarah Connor was his girlfriend, Linda Hamilton.
Yeah, Hamilton.
That's right. Yeah, great show. Finally available, season one on DVD today. In terms of movies, The U.S. versus John Lennon, the documentary about the FBI's long-running files on John Lennon, and The Departed, Martin Scorsese's excellent, excellent crime thriller, available today on DVD as well.
I wonder how that ends.
Me too. The police yesterday had their press conference announcing their world tour. They are together again, first time touring in 23 years. They're going to be kicking off the tour on May 28th in Vancouver, Canada. Then doing some nights at New York's Madison Square Garden, all the way through the United States, the UK, Europe, South America. It's going to be quite the tour. Japan, Australia, New Zealand.
Wow. Guys looked good, by the way. Stuart Copeland, who I had not seen in some time, Andy Summer. They both looked pretty healthy and pretty fit and ready to go.
The press was there at the Whiskey A Go-Go to hear them talk about what their plans were. They also did some music. And some of the questions came from other musicians that were big fans. Taylor Hawkins, Foo Fighters drummer, was there.
No kidding.
He raised his hand and asked, will your mullets be back?
I like it.
But no, apparently the hairstyles will not be returning, sadly. Prices for tickets, we were talking about this earlier today.
$1 billion.
Not too bad. $50 for the worst seats, then $90, and then for up close,
$200. Oh, I guess.
Not too bad compared.
It's steep, but comparatively, they're, you know.
Yeah.
Will they be all stadiums? Is that what they're doing?
All different sizes. Everything from smaller venues to the Madison Square Garden to Fenway Park, the baseball stadium in Boston. Oh,
nice. It does kind of suck if you can only afford $50, which, by the way, is a pretty expensive ticket.
It is,
comparatively,
I know.
But you have to sit at the very top.
But there have been other reunion acts that have charged a lot more. I think the cheapest Eagles ticket when they were touring was like $200.
The cheapest
one? That was the cheap one.
Jeez. Yeah. So.
Why don't they just have us write out checks and send them to them in the mail?
Good idea.
Just give them money.
The show. And this may be the greatest entertainment news story ever. And it's so good, I'm tempted to disbelieve it.
Well, then
I'm in. But I found it on sources all over the internet this morning, thanks to one of the K-Rock listeners for tipping me off. The producers of Dancing with the Stars have just announced that they have lined up Heather Mills to appear on the show.
No way!
That can't be true.
That's right, the one-legged, soon-to-be Mrs. ex-Mrs. Paul McCartney has signed up to be on the show and will be submitting her entire winnings and salary to charity, the animal charity Viva. She has been announced.
That wasn't the joke, Pete.
Some may think this is a surprising way for Heather to raise her profile in the U.S., but she's never been stifled by her disabilities, said one of her spokespeople. She is a great skier and a superb dancer. The 39-year-old former model has one leg. The other one is prosthetic.
Yeah.
Still no word on who she'll be teamed up with. However, they're talking about getting her a male dancer who's got no arms and no legs and lives in a bank named Buck. Timing.
A little late.
There's another male dancer they might team her up with who has no arms and no legs, lives in the trunk of a car named Jack. There's another guy with no arms and no legs who is under a bush named Russell they're talking to. There's a water skier with no arms and no legs named Skip. They might see if he wants to dance with her.
Right.
There's a dancer with no arms and no legs who's all covered with oil named Derek. Maybe seeing if he's available to be her partner.
It has to be somebody with fewer limbs, though.
Oh, absolutely. I think that would make it much more interesting.
All right.
Well, they might just go with the guy with no legs. His name's Neil. They do have a guy with no arms and no legs who hangs on a wall a lot named Art they're talking with. They have a guy with no arms and no legs who was they found floating in the water named Duncan.
You could go all day, couldn't you?
What time is it? 8:05. No, really, I couldn't. Today's celebrity birthday is Kelly Who. Kelly Who. That's what I said.
Yeah.
It's her birthday today. She's 39 years old today. You know her from Scorpion King and the X-Men. Henry Rollins from Black Flag and his own successful solo career. And Mike's Wettest Dreams. He is 46 years old today. Peter Gabriel, singer-songwriter, is 57. Stalker Channing, the First Lady on the West Wing, is 63. And David Naughton, who we've covered his entire career all day long today. American Werewolf in London, of course. The Dr. Pepper commercials. The smash hit TV series Making It.
Okay.
And the disco song of the same name. All he is 56 right. years old today. Don't have a little Making It?
I just don't know. I don't care about this guy. Come on.
How can you not move your ass when you hear Making It?
Hello, uptown.
Yeah.
I'm making it. I've got the chance. I'm taking it.
You understand you're singing no along.
More, no more faking it.
Double no more. Oh, David, we hardly knew you. We mourn his passing.
Yes, we do.
What? He's still alive?
He's still alive.
Yeah, it's just his birthday. He's not dead. Oh, same thing. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. Our friend Dave, the King of Mexico, wearing his Veronica Mars t-shirt today because he knew we were going to be having his girlfriend Kristen Bell on the show. A new episode of Veronica tonight at 9 over there on the CW. And on the set right now, actress Kristen Bell joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, Kristen. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We said to Dave, you know she's on the phone, right? He said, yeah, I know.
I'm still going to wear the t-shirt. Kristen, it's sad that they make you get up and be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning. I got to tell you, when I'm running things, baby, you're going to get to sleep in as late as you want.
Oh, I appreciate that.
And when is that going to be when you're running things, baby?
I don't have the schedule. I'm not sure when that's going to happen. Couple things real quick we need to talk to you about. First of all, Kristen, I read up on some stuff on you, caught up on the press for Kristen Bell last night when I was thinking about this interview today. And I came across your Rolling Stone magazine piece, which was awesome. And I found out in that piece, and I never knew this before, that you have a championship ability. You have a skill at what sport?
At skee ball.
Skee ball?
You rule at skee ball. Apparently you are, no one can beat you, right?
No, I do, and I'm surprised you haven't heard about it on before because it's big on the street.
It's huge. People are talking about it. You can you roll that little brown ball, kind of like a miniature bowling thing, and you can get it in that 100 circle every time.
every single time. I don't know what it is, but I just have a sick knack for it, and it's amazing. It gets creepy. As I've gotten older, it's gotten creepier because of the places you have to play skee-ball are like arcades, and a lot of little kids run around with tickets.
Sure.
And
sure. They're stealing your tickets as they get printed out. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, because those little punks, they're closer to where the tickets are
spit
out,
right,
like knee-high, and they just run around and they rip them off.
And then they go get those super valuable prizes that you can get for a million tickets.
Exactly.
Kristen, did you play as a little kid and have developed your skill into adulthood, or did you come to it late?
You know what? I think I probably learned about it when I was about 13, and I'm not talented in the arena of sports at all. So
right.
When I found out that I could hit the hundreds, I was like, forget it.
This is my calling in life. This is what I'm going to go for.
This is me, and I'm going to talk about it.
Wow.
I'm not going to keep it hidden.
In the article, it's so funny because they always love to do this. When they've got a celebrity, the fun thing for a television show or a magazine or something is to take them out and do something. Show us a different side, a personal side of the star, right? So Kristen says, yeah, I'm pretty good at skee-ball, so you and the Rolling Stone reporter go down to the arcade, I guess, and I imagine the pressure's really on because now you're embarrassed to the worldwide audience if you don't do well, but you smoked his ass.
I smoked him, and I wasn't worried about it.
Wow. Confident. Listen to that.
She's got skills.
Veronica Mars, for those of you that haven't checked it out, is one of those shows that is brilliantly written and brilliantly acted. It's really, really quality.
It is.
It's on the CW. It's on Tuesdays at 9 o'clock, so it's on again tonight at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And
as a matter of fact, let's play a quick clip from the show to show you how fantastic the dialogue is, and then we'll tell you how you can get on Veronica Mars, which is a real treat. This is the episode from a couple weeks ago, Kristen, that was so funny when you were brought in on the case of the missing lab monkey. Check it out.
They're missing a monkey. We're talking monkey as in...
Touch my...
It's not just any monkey. Please tell me he plays piano.
25 is a genetically altered capuchin monkey. Its uptake inhibitor proteins have been coded to allow us to monitor cholesterol breakdown at a cellular level. And he can play chopsticks.
Excellent.
That's what I'm talking about. Kristen, people can actually get on the show. You're actually you're auctioning off an opportunity to be on an episode this season of TV's Veronica Mars, right?
We are. It's for charity, which we always like to do around here. I think it's for the veterans, right?
It is, yes. It's usvetsinc.org. And that's who it represents. And you can go there and you can bet. I guess you can buy like raffle tickets for $25 each, and all of the money goes to the charity.
Oh, that's great.
And then I guess you'll do a drawing and somebody will actually have a walk-on role. They get to interact with you and be on the show, right?
Absolutely.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what the person who wins is going to get to do? Are they just going to be standing around a pool scene or something, or do they get a line of dialogue? Do we know much about what they're going to be able to do?
I have no idea. Probably wherever we can squeeze them in. So if we're in Mars Investigations and it pans across and there's just some guy standing in the corner.
Random dude.
You'll know.
That's the guy. He's the one.
So we'll probably fit it in. I don't know, but we'll treat you right if you win it.
And they're doing this across the country, too. They'll fly you any city that Southwest Airlines flies from. They'll fly you to San Diego
that
where this particular
cool.
episode is being shot, and you can go on the show.
Okay. Yep. So usvetsinc.org is the website. And I know you guys are trying something a little bit different at this point of the season where you're doing some more of these standalone episodes because you're trying to bring new people into the tent. How has it been working out? How have the ratings been since you've been debuting these episodes, Kristen?
You know, they actually haven't aired yet, but we're close to being finished shooting them, and I actually think it's a really fresh take on it because we've done the season-long arc for so long, mm-hmm. and we're getting amazing guest stars, and I think it makes a lot of room for character development, which is something you haven't seen as much on the show before.
Very cool.
Okay. Last question, because I know you got to get to work here. How do you feel about Veronica and Logan being back together or not together? What's your preference?
Oh, goodness. I don't know. To make the fans happy, I'd say I love it. But as a woman, I think he could treat her a lot better than he does.
There you go.
I'm with you. He's all wrong for you. You could do better.
As a woman, Bean feels the same.
as a woman, I'm with you, Sista.
Krista Bell, Veronica Mars, Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock on the CW. Thanks very much for taking some time out today, Kristen. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Bye now.
Yeah.
You know what?
Whatever.
What are you bummed about? We're just talking to Krista Bell. This should make you happy.
I miss her, though.
Oh, for God's sakes.
I want her back, is what I'm saying. I miss her. That was what I was looking forward to all week long. Now that's over. Now what?
Incubus later this week?
Yeah, whatever.
Oh.
Hey,
8:25 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Kevin and I have this in common. We're not the kind of guys like some who enjoy spending hours at a time in the bathroom. I am just pretty much a do the business and get out. I got other places to be, other things to do.
This article that we're reading from says the average person, Bean, spends 11,862 hours in the bathroom, which equals 1 year, 4 months, and 5 days in a lifetime. That's how much the average person spends.
And then you got a guy like our former sports guy, Money, who spends, you know, 20 to 25 hours a week in there. And this is for him because we couldn't believe it when we saw it, but the ultimate toilet is being given away. In fact, it's called the Pimped Out John. And you're not going to believe when we describe to you what the features are that come with the toilet. So we thought, let's get some help from a professional. Paul Abrams on the line. He is the PR manager at, of course, Roto-Rooter. Roto-Rooter.com is where you go to apply. Paul, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
What a great idea this is, by the way.
Thanks. We're having a lot of fun with it. Let me apologize for my laryngitis. It's cold here in Cincinnati.
Oh, what kind of weather do you have in Ohio this morning?
Oh, ice and snow moving into the area right now.
Sunny and 70, Southern California.
I envy you guys.
I bet every year in Ohio you turn on the Rose Parade and the Rose Bowl game and you go, those bastards, it's 75 degrees and it's January 1st. It must kill you out in Ohio.
Oh, it does. You're right.
You know what's funny about this particular topic, Paul, is that Lightning had a great idea for our show, which is Pimp My Ass, and it was kind of the same thing, and he pitched it and pitched it and pitched it and could get no traction. Nobody was like, at one point I would say that's a great idea. Yep. At one point Bean would say that's a great idea. None of us would agree to it, and he was so frustrated he almost took his own life. And then you guys come out with almost the exact same thing. Tell us about the Pimped Out John.
Well, we decided we were going to just see if we could create the ultimate toilet without any regard for cost. And, you know, spending as much time in the bathroom as most guys do, we decided that, you know, a magazine or a book just wasn't enough entertainment. So we just started naming off things that, you know, what if we built this thing and what would we put in it? And somebody said, well, definitely a TV, so flat panel TV. And then, of course, you'd want a TiVo and a Xbox to go with it. And a laptop computer, and it just kept snowballing.
Now, all of these things are you can reach and participate in from just where you sit.
It's very ergonomically designed, so everything's within easy reach of your hands. Yeah, it's cool. You've got exercise pedals, so you're, you know, how if you're in there very long, your
exercise
bike might fall asleep.
Are you kidding?
a bike pedal exerciser, so while you're sitting on the toilet, you can get a little bit of a workout.
That's right.
Is there really a refrigerator there?
There is, and I've got to tell you, the refrigerator, it also doubles as a keg holder, so there's a beer tap.
But the good thing is, Lisa, you drink as much beer as you want, and you never have to worry about having to find a bathroom.
You just sit there and watch the game.
Sorry, as a female, I am completely baffled by this whole thing. I just can't imagine wanting to be in the bathroom for that long.
I can't either, but look, if you have all this stuff, why leave? You also have an iPod stereo docking station.
Yeah, and it's got the toilet paper roll holder built right into it.
Okay.
Now, this is obviously this is custom work, Paul. Did you go to some company and have them design, give them all this stuff that you wanted to have in, and then have them come back with a design that worked?
That's right. And in fact, I think it's a company in San Francisco. It's a studio up there that does sort of these one-of-a-kind things, and we gave them our specs and what we wanted, and they produced it.
I'm not sure if this tells us what kind of person you think is going to enter this contest, but you give them...
I think it's going to be young and somebody who really likes a lot of these gadgets.
Hang on, I'm not finished yet. I was going to finish by saying you give them the 20-inch LCD TV and a Star Wars DVD. That's the one movie that they pick out of all of the DVDs possible.
Seriously.
Star Wars.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Enough said.
Of course, the Xbox 360 gaming system. I don't think we mentioned the magazine rack. You throw in subscriptions to Sports Illustrated, ESPN Magazine, and GQ. The other thing, I mean, do you have a cup warmer? Because I need a cup warmer, Paul.
There is, right on top of the fridge next to the beer tap. You can flip the switch one way and it'll keep your coffee warm. Or if you draw a cold beer out of there, you can flip the switch the other way and it keeps the beer cold.
I can guarantee that a single person will win this because anyone that's married, that's not going to happen.
No, yeah. Absolutely not.
You want to bring what into our house? What?
I don't think so.
Paul, what is the value of all of this together?
Well, we've spent about $5,000 in components on it. a little more with research and development and getting it all assembled and everything, but it really is loaded. We like to say it comes with everything but a fax machine to receive the divorce papers.
Yeah, that's true.
No kidding.
That is true.
And you have something special planned. Of course, anyone can enter to win it at rotorooter.com. That's where you go. And Roto-Rooter, for folks who don't know the name, those are the people that you call when you got the stopped up, you know, sink or toilet or something like that. They're the ones that come out and you know, flush the drain for you. But you're giving it away on a special day, I noticed, coming up.
We are. We kicked off the contest the week of Thomas Crapper Day, and we're ending it on April 25th, which, of course, everybody knows is National Plumber's Day.
Well, sure. You don't have to tell us. Course. We celebrate that like crazy. We go off on that day. Now, we're not getting paid for this. It's not like Roto-Rooter is a sponsor or anything. We just found it funny enough that Lightning's been pitching something like this forever, that just to burn him, we're going to go ahead and talk to you guys.
Yes.
I do have one last question, and that's that in case Doc on the Rock wins this, you do have a Roto-Rooter emergency button.
That's right. That's
what does right. that do? Is that a hotline right to you guys?
That's exactly what it is. It's a hotline if you've got a plumbing problem. You know, we're a full-service plumbing company, so if you hit that, you'll get a direct line to our call center.
What if your TiVo craps out? Does it have an emergency line for that?
I'm afraid you're on your own.
Oh, that's too bad.
All right. Kevin, Roto-Rooter prefers you not use the term craps out when you're referring to it, if you don't mind.
I
get enough of that. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And go to rotorooter.com and see a picture of it because, you know, we can describe all the gadgets, but until you see it all assembled, you don't realize how awesome it is. We've been talking to Paul Abrams, the PR manager for the Roto-Rooter company, rotorooter.com. Paul, good luck to you, man. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye now. Man, if we had a producer who could give us an idea like that.
Yeah, seriously. That would be awesome.
You know what I mean? That's what we need. We got to start looking. I hold in my hand a magazine. February 19th is the date. In Touch Weekly. The cover is a picture of Britney Spears. World exclusive, it says. Britney's gay secret.
Shocking. Whatever you got, I'll eat it, snort it, or ride it, baby.
Shocking revelations about her lesbian flings, how it may affect her custody battle.
Wow.
Why are we just hearing now that Britney is so bi? I never heard any rumblings to the effect that she likes girls just as much as guys until this shocking cover story, and I love it.
Apparently, last November, Britain's Sun tabloid talked to Jason Alexander, that dude that she married for 50 hours or whatever in Vegas.
Right.
And he told her this, he told them the same thing, that she was interested in girls as well.
Oh, no kidding.
But this particular source that InTouch uses, and this is why I like InTouch, because they go right for the hardcore. This is a source that cannot be questioned.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Unimpeachable.
He's a rap producer called Omar Iceman Sharif. Apparently, he's worked with Kevin Federline, and he is now...
He's not much of a rap producer, then.
He's now he's the source for the In Touch magazine. So I thought we would try to get him on the phone. Somehow Lightning has tracked him down. Good morning.
Good morning, my babies. How are you doing today?
We're good. Is this Omar, the Iceman Sharif?
You got the Iceman, lodging in charge in his house.
Okay, all right.
My babies.
Okay, and you are a rap record producer? Is that what you do?
That's right. I produce rap music.
Mm-hmm.
I work with Black the Ripper and Dark Gable.
Oh, you did? You work with them?
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, we know that.
Now,
sure.
Did you record Kevin Federline directly, or you just...
Yeah, I work with the KFED all the time. We were very close. We worked together, you know, Pop Buzz out. That was mine.
That was yours. Wow.
Oh, congratulations. How about that? Well, this is some shocking allegations, and you're not just talking about a one-off, hey, she made out with a chick. You're talking about a full-on lifestyle that involves bringing women back to the pad and a lot of actual full-on lesbian sex with Britney Spears, right?
Well, that's right, my babies. Every time I would go to the house, she'd always be bringing women home, you know, trying to have threesomes with KFED.
Now, according to your story, and here's why I don't believe your story, because...
What's the matter, my babies? Why don't you believe me, my babies?
Well, it's not that I don't want to. Trust me, I do. But it says that although Kevin appeared tolerant of her lesbian fascination, he was not interested in entering into any three ways with her.
He said no?
Yes. That's below Kevin Federline's line.
Really?
No, he felt inadequate sometimes. He'd bring the women home and, like, he said, what, I'm not enough for you. You know, you have to keep going having lesbo sex, my babies.
Oh, I see. That's what it was. It wasn't just that he was not interested. It's just that he felt...
Yeah, he felt insecure. He's a male ego. We're taking hits, my babies.
I got you. All right.
You know, it's not easy being married to a bagel bumper. You know what I'm saying, my babies?
Yeah,
you
we
know,
do.
You know what I'm saying? I do to a muff diver, my babies. You know what I'm saying?
No,
you know, you go home to a spelunker every night. You know what I'm saying, my babies?
But Iceman, let me ask you this. Did you ever yourself see Britney having sex with a girl?
Well, I would never actually see it myself, but I see her going to the bedrooms all the time to my babies. You know, she bring home the women, or she'd be out of the club, or whatever, disappear with her cheek, and next thing you know, she's, you know, having a lesbo sex, my baby.
So, again, not just one or two times, but you allege that at least 20 times while Brittany and Kevin Federline were married, she would bring women home, take them into the bedroom, have her way with them.
This is 20 times that I know of, my babies. You know, this is just what I've seen. But all the time, she's having lesbo sex, and then even when they broke up their wedding, my babies, when the marriage was over, I know she's having crazy lesbo sex all the time, my babies.
And you know that how, exactly?
Well, I know how the whole thing started. She was at a dinner party with one of her girlfriends, and accidentally the girlfriend dropped a pork chop in her lap, and Brittany's not one to let food go to waste, my babies.
Right.
So she was, I'll eat that pork chop, and then she never stopped eating ever since.
Oh, my God.
That's a hell of a way to get into a lesbian lifestyle.
Well, the girlfriends, anytime a girlfriend wants her to go crazy, just bring some corn nuts or something and put it on your panties, and she can't get her hands off you. It's like
that?
A buffet for her every time, you know, my babies.
This cover story, the article, also goes on to say that there was plenty of porn in the Federline household. Most of it was Brittany's, and that Brittany has been seen from time to time perusing men's magazines. She seems to enjoy looking at the naked women pictures, too.
She loves everything lesbo, my baby. She loves everything female. Can't get enough of it. I'll tell you, she's crazy that way. She says she loves having sex with women because it reminds her of having sex with Justin Timberlake, you know?
Is that right?
With a minus penis, you know what I'm saying? Very smooth and like a Ken doll he was. So it's very similar for her.
Okay.
But she's not discriminating, my baby. She'll go crazy any woman should have any time, my babies.
Really?
She eats wheat thins all the time just so she can eat Rachel Ray's buck.
Oh, oh, come on.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous
or not.
Oh, damn it. Sorry. What happened? Bean said he wants to talk first, and I said, go ahead.
No, it's fine.
I apologize.
It's fine. It's 8:54. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat and an update on drink boxing coming up after the top of the hour at 9, so stick around for that. Ralph, what's going on?
Kevin, Bean, really? Doesn't matter. One or the other.
He asked specifically, and 10 seconds ago I said, absolutely.
Because he was going to say, hey, you know what? It's weird. I've got soul, but I'm not a soldier.
And I forgot.
You listen to K-Rock.
Actually
work one of those in, probably.
Had audio, I was going to come out with a song. It wasn't actually me.
Listen,
talking.
I'm sorry. I blew it.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Short-term
man.
Memory problems.
We can all move on.
Drugs.
Hey, man, Adam. Hey.
Hi. Interesting casting news coming out of Hollywood this morning. Daily Variety magazine announced that Ben Stiller is going to make an action comedy based on the old Hardy Boys books. You may have read those when you were a kid. It's about two young boys. I think their dad's a police captain or something, but they go off and solve mysteries on their own.
So it's Veronica Mars with boys.
Exactly, yeah. Right. Remember Nancy Drew, the Nancy Drew books, that kind of thing, but for the fellas.
I know of them, yeah.
Well, this is going to be when they've all grown up. The Hardy Men, it'll be called. Ben Stiller
sounds
will
like
be
a porn, Ralph.
It does.
Ben Stiller will be playing one of the Hardy Men, and the other, Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise and Ben Stiller playing brothers in an action comedy. Sounds horrible, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Sounds
I think Tom Cruise is smart that he's thinking in the direction of mixing it up a little bit because, as Kevin pointed out during Mission Impossible, it's got to the point now where you can't really take him seriously anymore, so why not try something a little bit lighter, something you can laugh at?
I think it's funny because Stiller used to do Tom Cruise early in his career.
He did?
Yes.
Wow. Oh,
and when he had his own sketch comedy show, I distinctly remember him doing a parody of The Color of Money with Paul Newman that Tom Cruise did.
Kidding.
He played the Tom Cruise role with that constant goofy smile on his face
right.
And everything.
It
was very funny. So he gets to play opposite Cruise. Should be interesting. Leonardo DiCaprio has announced he's working on a new film as well. Daily Variety says he's going to star and produce in a movie about the collapse of Enron. The movie's based on a book by a New York Times writer. It was called The Conspiracy of Fools, and they think that's what the movie will be called as well. So another film coming from Leo. Another Oscar nomination in the works for Leo. I can see it now.
Sure.
Tara Reid's a bit of a bitter beaver.
Uh-oh. Said beaver, but
she's upset that Joe Francis, founder of Girls Gone Wild, has been talking smack about her, saying that she was bad in bed. The New York Post reports the two ran into each other at the Clive Davis Grammy pre-party, and Joe was happy to see her, went to give her a hug, and she flipped, saying, "Get away from me. Never talk to me again. I'll show you bad in bed," and she humped everybody in the room.
Taught him a lesson.
These gentlemen are here to talk about beaver.
The White Stripes may have a new record label soon. All their previous work has been released on V2, but that label has gone belly up. So Jack's looking for a new label for not only the White Stripes, but the Raconteurs as well. Looks like he's very close to signing a long-term multi-million-dollar deal with Warner Brothers. They're going to pick up the White Stripes and produce all their stuff, so
Does his sister slash ex-wife go along with him in the deal? Or?
Yes, I believe she will be there as well. The police were in Los Angeles yesterday. Not the cops, the band.
Oh.
They were at the Whiskey A Go-Go announcing the details of their upcoming reunion tour. First time in 23 years the band's been together touring. They played some music as well. Message in a Bottle, Voices Inside My Head, When the World is Running Down. And then they talked about the tour that will kick off in Vancouver, Canada on May 28th. They're going to do some tour dates in New York City at the Madison Square Garden. They're traveling all over the world, basically. UK, Europe, North America, South America, Japan, Australia, New Zealand.
Wow.
80 dates in total. Tickets are going to be $200 for the good seats, then $90 and $50 at all venues.
Wow.
Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins was in attendance as well. Just wanted to see the guys, and he asked a question from the floor. Said, will your mullets be coming back too? Just the band. They said, no, just the band. Mullets will remain in history.
Last week we were giving away tickets to the Grammys, and that rehearsal yesterday, that's where we were sending them to as well.
Oh,
they
really?
Played some music, and they had a press conference, yeah.
Awesome. I'd love to hear from some K-Rock listeners who were there, what that was like.
You guys ever get a chance to see the Police in concert before?
No.
I did. I saw them with the Go-Go's.
Yes, I remember that tour.
Wow.
Flock of Seagulls.
No.
Yes.
You're making that up.
It was Flock of Seagulls, Go-Go's, and the Police.
They are. Were you wearing fishnet stockings when you saw that?
Fishnet stockings?
Yeah.
Fishnets, no.
Whatever
no.
You call them.
They are a tremendous live band. I think people are going to be impressed when they see them. You know, so many fans have come along since they stopped touring that this will be the first chance a lot of Police fans ever have to see them in person.
I remember distinctly going for the Go-Go's. I know that much.
Really?
Yeah. That was really the reason I wanted to go.
Yeah.
Huge, huge crush on Belinda Carlisle back in the day.
Yeah.
And Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband, Frederick von Anhalt, Prince Frederick, is officially adding his name to the Anna Nicole Smith baby's daddy sweepstakes. He says he thinks he is the father of Daniel Lynn, and he's coming forward to file a paternity suit. He would like to get custody of the child. He isn't even waiting for the court-ordered DNA test that's supposed to be in by February 21st. He's putting his bid in now to take care of the baby. Of course, it may not help him that he's 170 years old.
I've heard such conflicting information on this. The story that I heard that seemed most credible was that he was only in his 50s, but that his wife, Zsa Zsa Gabor, is like 90. It was one of those kind of deals.
I know
she
is.
He was
older
much
him.
Younger.
She is older than him, but
I think I think he is much younger, although they have been married for 20-something years.
Well, I'm not quite sure
all right,
of the math.
I was the father then, too. How much money? How much is coming?
Yeah, no kidding.
Another rumor is that it could have been her bodyguard, her former bodyguard, that was actually the baby's father.
Look, it could have been anyone she came in contact
wow.
with, apparently.
Apparently, yes.
Now, Howard K. Stern, there's no incentive for him to kill the baby, right? I mean, he's already knocked off two people in front of the inheritance, but the baby he's got to keep safe, right?
Until the baby's old enough to sign some sort of agreement, I think the baby is safe, yes.
Okay.
So there you go.
K-Rock Micro, you're there in Florida.
Oh, dear.
Hi, I'm Anna Nicole Smith, and you're listening to Kevin and Bunny in the world.
Anna.
Who is he doing there at the end? What is that supposed to be?
I don't know.
Is that Howard K. Smith?
Stern? I don't know. I don't have any idea.
Or Stern, rather, yeah.
I don't know.
That $500 million baby, they're going to protect like the nuclear football, man. Yeah. That baby's going to have full-time security handling it.
That's sad, too.
Isn't he supposed to do his million-dollar interview on Entertainment Tonight tonight?
Is that tonight?
I think it started last night.
Oh, was it
not tuned yet, but I think they started it, yeah.
Howard K. Stern got paid $1 million to do an interview within, what did you say, 36 hours?
Yeah. I mean, his wife, I think, was still on the autopsy table at the time he was doing the interview. You know, it was
I think he was on the plane back to the Bahamas or something, from what I heard. That's when they interviewed him.
Oh, my God.
Anna! What?
That's just Representative Howard K. Stern from now on. That's him.
That's what he sounds like.
And I mentioned it an hour ago. I still can't get over it. The greatest news maybe ever in the television history. Heather Mills has been signed to appear on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know, Heather Mills is the soon-to-be ex-Mrs. Paul McCartney. She also has one leg.
Yay!
So a one-legged, money-grubbing whore will be appearing on Dancing with the Stars.
Is that show live?
Yes.
Yes.
It's live, so if her leg were to fall off, we would see it.
Well, you know, she doesn't just sort of balance on it. There's straps and stuff that holds it on, you know?
You know, people can...
But she's doing, like, wacky kicks and stuff. Maybe go flying into the audience. That'd
people
cool.
can, you know, fix your brakes so that they'll fail on you
things
when you're driving.
Happen? Is there
yeah, things
Kevin?
Can happen. Somebody in the dressing room can make it loosen things up a
bit. Hey, I fix things. That's what happens. Forget about it.
I'd love that.
Her people say some may think this is a surprising way for Heather to raise her profile in the U.S., but she's never been stifled by her disability. She's a great skier and a superb dancer.
Fantastic.
Not a good swimmer, though. Oh. Tends to go in circles, but she doesn't have the prosthetic on. That's the only thing.
You think all the guys on the show are going to be going, no. Who else is available? No, I don't. I'll dance with someone else if you don't mind.
Yeah. I think they're going to have a hard time finding a partner for her.
Yeah.
Although, word is, she has been talking to some guys.
Oh, is that right?
Other disabled dancers who may be paired up with her.
Well, that's great to give them a chance.
Apparently, there's a guy with no arms and no legs who hangs out under a car. He's named Axel. There's two guys they're looking at with no arms and no legs. They hang around a window called Kurt and Rod. The guy they know with no arms and no legs just lays on your porch named Matt. They found a dancer with no arms and no legs in a hole called Phil.
They found him in a hole, did they, Ralph?
Well, he fell in there and he couldn't
found
get
him
out.
In a hole. And answered, offered him a job on that show.
Of course, a legless dancer with no legs.
Oh, that kind
of... called Neil. They found a guy with no arms and no legs in a clothes dryer named Roland. They were talking to him. They were talking to a male dancer with no arms and no legs. Unfortunately, he was found at the bottom of a pool named Dwayne.
The scouts are everywhere.
And a man with no arms and no legs who was a mountain climber named Cliff. So... no word yet on who they'll be teaming her up with, but those are some of the choices. What kind of music do you suppose she'll be dancing to, Kevin?
Come on. I said that off the air because it was a bad joke.
I'm just wondering if you thought there might be...
I saved it last hour because it was a bad joke.
I was wondering if there's any type of music particularly you thought she might be dancing to.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop!
Yes!
See, where's the rim shot when you need it?
Because she has to hop because she only has... Never mind.
I right. think it's... painfully evident.
Anna!
You'll team up with Howard K. Stern. Today's celebrity birthday, Stocker Channing, the lovely first lady from the West Wing, is 63 years old today. Most recently, as she did that sitcom with the Fonz.
Henry Winkler?
Henry Winkler. Her had out of practice. Service, out of control.
No, that didn't,
out of,
didn't exist.
Out of,
I think it was out of practice.
Out of orbit. Out
you're
of,
making this up.
Out of this world. Out of something.
Can anyone hear me?
Yes, but that wasn't a show.
It was a show.
None of those were
they
shows.
Were doctors, yeah. And they were out of practice.
Yeah. No.
Out of practice, that's
oh!
it.
Why didn't you think of that before?
I don't know. Peter Gabriel's 57 years old today. Henry Rollins turns 46. Kelly Hu from the Scorpion King and the X-Men movies, 39 years old today. And David Naughton. Who not only was the Dr. Pepper spokesperson, but was the star of the very popular An American Werewolf in London motion picture, and of course had a smash hit with the TV show Making It and its theme song, also known, ironically enough, as Making It.
All music with the double clap is gay, by the way.
I want to wear suspenders and dance to this. Yeah.
How much of this song are we going to play?
All of it. No more faking it.
No more faking it.
No more faking it. I'm making it, man. Oh, it's my theme song.
Wow.
I'm
going
to come out to that in the boxing match.
No, you're not.
I'm going to put on suspenders and part my hair down the middle, wear an Izod shirt, and just dance into the ring. I'm making it. Who's with me? I'm
no
Ralph
one.
Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I'm sorry. We don't have time for this next thing.
Oh, yes, we do.
Just
we got
move right
nothing
on.
But time for this.
9:13. Got a lot to get to.
I know we do have an update coming up in just a few minutes on the drink boxing event that we're trying to plan for next month. And, Kevin, you probably have already forgotten last weekend in Miami for the Super Bowl, right?
Well, I forgot a lot of it while doing it. Yeah.
Right.
Unfortunately.
We're still all feeling the pain of your drunk dialing, and that's what we need to talk to you about, because I'm not suggesting that this is an intervention, but your wife and daughters are in the hall, and they're going to be coming in to talk to you about the way you're hurting them. But apparently, your fingers were busy, apparently.
Well,
bring producer Lightning in, too, because Lightning got a few late night phone calls from you as well, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Sorry about that drop.
Hey, guys.
Going? We also have the supervising producer from TMZ.com, Jillian, on the phone. Good morning, Jillian.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Lightning.
Hi, Jillian. Hey, girl. Hi, bitch.
All right. You called me.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Why are we? Who wants to go first here? Should Lightning go first or should Jillian go first?
Let's let Jillian go first because I think it was earlier in the night.
Okay.
When I
called Jillian. Okay.
What? So you called me about 7:30. And now keep in mind, Kevin has never called me.
Not once. You didn't even know he had your number, right?
No.
The only time I've ever interacted with Jillian is when our assistant producer Alex had her instant message thing up, and I saw that she was texting back and forth to Jillian. So I got on and started talking, you know, hey, I want to see your boobs, blah, 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 just
and
to be funny.
I immediately knew it was Kevin being a dumbass.
Yeah, so she just didn't respond, and that was it. But that's all. I've never really talked to her on the phone, although I've seen you at events and stuff.
Oh, I would consider us friends, Kevin, wouldn't you?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Well, but
why do you have to turn on me like this?
Well, I'm not turning on you. Right. I had no idea you had my cell phone number.
I didn't know that either. I was in Miami.
That's interesting.
Well, here's the thing. I was in Miami, and we were at a hotel, and there was a party, I think it was two hotels over, that Maxim was having. And our hotel was really fantastic anyway, just being there. But then I thought, I wonder who I know that would be in Miami, you know, that could maybe get me into that party.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really already pretty smashed by this point. So I came across Jillian, and I called her because I thought maybe, you know, TMZ, those guys are everywhere. It doesn't matter what party's going on or whatever. That was what threw my mind. They always have sources. They're always where the parties are. So they're probably in Miami with me as well.
Let me make sure I understand here, Jillian. So the first and only time that Kevin has ever called you was because he wanted you to do something for him at the last second.
Well, he rightly assumed that I would be at a fabulous party.
Yeah, exactly. I figured he and the Hammer, were probably in that party, and they could just walk out and get me.
Right. No, well, that's right. Because he did want me to do something for him. Well,
that's
he
correct.
Called, and I looked at the caller ID, and I didn't know the number, and a lot of people call for various reasons, and so I picked up the phone. And it was Kevin asking me to get him into the Maxim party.
But I said it nicely, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Yes, you were very nice and asked if I was in Miami.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I was not.
Okay.
And then I said, absolutely, I'll make a call because I knew one of the people who was running the party.
Right.
I did. Unfortunately, they never called me back. So
right.
I texted Kevin and said, I made a call. As soon as I hear back, I'll let you know. Because Kevin, honestly, I didn't mind. What I loved was the text message I received back from you.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
I'll read it to you.
No, you don't need to read it.
I'd
right.
like to hear it.
Come on.
Okay. From Kevin. Still drinking heavily, misspelled. And I'm not kidding. All the women are looking at me and licking their lips, !
Well, that was true. Oh. That was
like
accurate.
Like I'm just a tasty morsel to satisfy their most animal desires.
I typed
should go
that?
To bed, but I think I'll have another drink or 10, Kevin. This was like this paragraph-long email on my phone about how great you were.
That probably took me an hour to type because I don't really do the texting much. And I don't remember that at all, but it was true. That I remember they all did want me. That was true.
Sure.
The more you drank, the hotter you looked to them, right, Kevin?
Exactly.
That's what you're saying. That's hilarious that you would have typed that much, first of all, because you don't text.
I don't ever.
And you wouldn't remember sending it.
No, I don't remember that at all. I don't remember getting hers or sending that one.
You know, really?
No, it's funny because people started telling stories, and I went back to my phone. And I was like, I better check and see what happened, you know?
I actually felt bad, too, that I couldn't get you into the party.
No.
You had already called, too.
Yeah, it didn't make any... I mean, I really just thought you were probably there and you could walk out. That's really all that's all that was. So, yeah.
Jillian, I'm glad that you came on because it's important in an intervention to have solid, concrete evidence that we can point to and go, you know, blackouts are a serious sign of alcoholism. This is something you ought to take seriously. So, Jillian, you've done good work.
I'm really
today.
Glad to help
yeah.
all of you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right, bye now.
All right, so that was what? That was like 7:30, 8 o'clock or something like that?
Oh, her
West
time.
Coast time.
Yeah.
West Coast time, right. So it's 11, last time Jillian hears from Kevin. And then what time does your phone ring, Producer Lightning?
Flash forward to just after midnight here, 3 a.m. where Kevin is. And I'm closing out my store. I'm by myself and my cell phone rings. I'm like, it's midnight. That's important. So I run back to the back and I pick it up and it's Kevin. I figured, one of two things. He's either locked out of his hotel room standing in his underwear or something. You know, I'm going to have to talk him in.
Why would I call you?
You call
if
me
I was locked out of my room in my underwear.
You have done crazier things.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
But just to interject here, Lighting, so your assumption was that Kevin was probably calling you because he wanted you to do something for him. Because he needed something from you. It wasn't, Lightning, I was thinking about you doing a great job. It wasn't that, right?
Book him a helicopter or something of that nature. Yeah,
oh,
so
stuck
then
it.
I pick up, and thankfully he sounds okay, and he's like, hey, it's Kevin. And, of course, I know that already. It's his phone number
now,
coming up.
I don't remember calling Lightning at all.
And he says, I'm having a good time here, but I have a problem. I says, what? He says, I was removed from the bar a few minutes ago. And I said, what happened? He goes, I thought it'd be interesting or fun to play the bongos. And I said, the bongos?
What?
I said, what bongos? And he says, there's a band, but they went to take a break, so I got on the bongos and started playing.
No, it wasn't. No. See, you're telling the story all wrong. Maybe you forgot. Maybe I told it to you poorly, but there was a DJ there.
A DJ.
And he had this guy sitting in front of him with a huge set of bongos, like 10 of them.
Okay.
And he was playing. And they also had a guy on a, I don't know, a flute or a piccolo or something. And I know it sounds gay as hell, but when you drink, it sounded pretty cool. So the bongo guy got up to leave,
okay.
And I thought everyone would find it funny.
That gave you license to sit down.
If I sat down while the DJ was still playing and joined him in sweet rhythm.
So you're going to sit in with the band.
Which I completely forgot until Lightly told me that I called him and told him this.
Yeah, so you were like the Travis Barker with DJ AM is what
yes,
you're saying. I
exactly.
Get that. That's the idea. Well,
what can Lightning on the West Coast do for you if you've been removed for illegal bongo playing?
First of all, should I get removed for illegal bongo playing? Is it really illegal?
Or
shouldn't they just ask me to stand
in
up?
In 36 states it is. Yes.
Oh, for God's sakes. I don't know why. Did I ask you for something? Or
I think you were just proud of yourself that you've been removed, and you were like, I'm having a good time. Just one of those.
So he was bragging about being asked to leave for illegal bongo playing.
He was braggadocious or audacious or whatever the word is. Yes, he was having a good time.
It's braggadelicious is what it is.
Braggadelicious.
Yeah. I forgot that entire story until Lightning said I called him. Like, I forgot the whole thing about the bongos, the whole deal.
Man, if the TMZ cameras had been there, that would have been great.
Yeah, I need to stop drinking.
You think?
It's time for Kevin and Beans.
What do you do, nephew?
At 1-800-520-1067. As usual, just for getting on the air, you get a prize.
How about this? How about a pair of passes to join our man Kevin and his giant head in a luxury suite to watch the Los Angeles Kings take on the Colorado Avalanche? That'll be at Staples Center on Saturday, February 24th. And I know what you're thinking. How am I going to put up with sitting in a booth with Kevin all night? Well, here's the answer. Free beer, 21 and up.
Wow.
Free beer in the suite. Also, snacks and Los Angeles Kings hockey action with our own Kevin.
You know, instead of using a Zamboni, they just use Kevin's head to smooth the ice after each period.
Just one swipe. They don't have to go around and around.
He rolls his head around the ice, and it looks great.
I don't like him, his giant head, or his beady little eyes. That's all I got to say on the matter.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. While we're talking about, let's go there instead. Let's go to Javier in Pasadena, who was at the big police dress rehearsal yesterday.
Javier, hi.
What's up, guys? How are you doing?
We were talking earlier about the dress rehearsal that the police had yesterday, along with kind of a press conference where they were giving some details on how they were going to tour. And you were there.
That was awesome show. It was only four songs, but I seriously, my nipples were hard when they're playing Message in a Bottle.
Is that right?
It was just so awesome to be there and just, you know, such a small venue. I was in awe of being there in their presence and just seeing the songs and hearing the songs and seeing the band together again. It was awesome.
How old a guy are you, Javier?
I am 28, so I didn't really get to see them. You know, I'm a little younger.
I don't think I've ever seen them before either. I bet there is a tremendous amount of people who've never seen the Police live.
Yeah, so it was just awesome to see them. I'm a big fan of their music still, but I just never really got a chance to see them. So.
I got you.
They sounded great on the Grammys for that one song. How did they sound at this thing?
Oh, just as well, you know, and it was a true dress rehearsal because they were like calling out, you know, say, oh yeah, F sharp,
chords and stuff.
It was kind of cool, you know. They're really practicing, so it was, you know, they don't have a set list and they're just going off. And
I guess that could work either way. No, F sharp. I told you, F sharp.
Hey, that's your song.
I quit
people.
Again.
You know, they're not going to do any Sting solo stuff on the tour. They said,
is that right?
Only Police.
It's all Police, huh?
Yeah.
I can see that. I guess. I guess that's kind of what you would expect, right?
Yeah.
I guess. Let's go to Chris, who's calling from North Hills. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Baby boo.
Hey, Chris.
I love you.
Thank you.
Hey, I hate those motion sensor toilet stalls.
because when you take a dump, you can't courtesy flush it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, thanks for the call.
Thanks for sharing.
All right, then.
I hadn't thought about that, I guess.
The extensive screening process to come to Kevin and Bean Show.
Wow. Who did they turn down for this segment?
Yeah.
You know? Who wasn't good enough?
Whose call didn't pass the mustard of the courtesy flush?
Like, all right. Ralph needs any more incentive to beat up Dave. Now he's given him more ammo every single day he screens our calls.
Josh in Boyle Heights. Good morning.
Good morning. What did you do, nephew?
Well, what did you do, nephew?
What did you do, baby boo?
Hey, Josh.
What's going on?
I think my younger brother's gay.
Really? Why?
What's he look like?
Is he coming on to you or what?
No. But my girlfriend went out to work with some coworkers yesterday night. And I guess the coworkers are gay also. Mm-hmm. So they decided to go to a gay club. And lo and behold, they see my little brother there with one of my good friends having drinks, holding each other ever so gently.
Okay.
That's kind of a sign. Got her.
Yeah, it's a little sign. And this is the first time you had any idea he might be gay?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this kid has had girlfriends up the yin-yang ever since I can remember.
Yeah, that's the problem. He's had girlfriends up the yin-yang.
That's right. Yeah. Right. He's to flip him over.
He never did it the right way.
Well, Josh, I don't know what you want us to do about it, but congratulations, I guess. Have fun.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
good work. I don't know. I'm
good looking out.
What exactly is it we're supposed to do? Henry in Montebello. Good morning.
Hey, what it do, party people?
What it do?
Hey, Henry.
All right. Hey, what's up, Lisa May? maybe Psycho Mike might know about this, but have you seen the new KTLA 5 News weather girl?
I don't think I have, no.
Her name is Lisette Gonzalez. I guess she's a Latina, mm-hmm. but she's pretty hot. She's no Lauren Sanchez, but she's hot.
If it was a hot weather man, Psycho Mike would know about him.
Yeah.
But not the rains.
But not girl. Yeah, she's hot. Channel 5, what time?
At 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, all right.
All right, we'll check it out.
Check it out. Thank you for the tip. That's a good tip.
At 10 o'clock, I hate to cheat on Mark Thompson, but if you say it's worth it, we'll flip on over to Channel 5. Okay.
Spectacular.
Cheat on Mark Thompson.
Now. Mark now?
He's on the 10 o'clock news on 11.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
DeJuan in Los Angeles.
What's up, Kevin?
Yeah. Hey.
Hi, DeJuan.
What's going on, DeJuan?
Yeah, I just saw Drew Barrymore, our Regis, and Kelly this morning. She looked beautiful.
She was beautiful, yes.
She's attractive,
I wish Regis and Kelly show been here in California, but it's in New York City.
Right, because you could have gone down there, right?
Nope.
I'm saying if it were here.
If it was here.
If it were here, you could have gone down.
Yep.
Yes, that's what I thought.
You know, she was on the David Letterman show last night, DeJuan.
Yep, I saw that.
She looked good last night, too.
You're actually watching all the stuff she's on.
Yep.
I'm impressed.
I missed one of them, the Today Show yesterday.
Listen,
I was asleep.
But you're way ahead of the game. You used to love her and not pay attention to anything she did. Now you're catching stuff. And you ran into her this year already?
While she was signing autographs.
Right.
For mm-hmm. Music and Lyrics. But right. I didn't say nothing to her.
Right.
Yeah. So the movie comes out tomorrow. What time are you going to see her new film, Music and Lyrics?
Like around at night, the last show in.
The last show at night.
Okay. Boy, you're going to be excited all day long, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And Drew Barrymore is going to be on Ellen DeGeneres tomorrow.
Ellen DeGeneres?
Yes. Out here in L.A.
In L.A.?
Oh, good.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So are you going to go to that?
I don't think so, because I have to work tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
1 o'clock. Yeah.
You're going to let work stand between you and Drew, huh?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is your theater going to be showing Music and Lyrics, DeJuan?
What?
Is your theater showing? I know you work at a movie theater. Is it going to be showing Music and Lyrics?
Nope.
No? Oh, that's a shame.
You must be so disappointed because you could have watched it all the time if it were showing there.
I got to get that Music and Lyrics poster, dudes.
Yes, you do, dudes.
Yeah, she looks good in that poster.
She haven't seen the poster yet. Yeah.
Well, DeJuan, I told you yesterday, I've seen the movie, and she's really good looking. And she looks terrific, and she's very charming.
Yes, she is. Her next movie's coming up in May. Lucky you.
Yeah, just in May, right around the corner.
Yep.
All right, if anybody has access to one of those posters, please send it to us so we can get it to our man, DeJuan.
We can call our friends over at Warner Brothers.
Yeah, that'd be great.
DeJuan has already started text messaging me every day with suggestions that we get Drew Barrymore on in May to talk about her next film, Lucky You. So he's really planning ahead this time.
Wow, that's a good tip. Thank you, DeJuan.
You're welcome.
All right.
Okay, have a great day, DeJuan.
You too, dude.
Bye now.
Bye.
Is that the first time he's ever called us dudes?
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't realize he was such a big fan of Drew Barrymore, but apparently that's like his favorite actress.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How about that?
Okay.
All right. I want to thank all of our guests on the Kevin and Bean Show today, including the lovely Kristen Bell for joining us from TV's Veronica Mars. That is on tonight at 9 o'clock on the Qua, if you want to check that out. Oh, and if you'd like to buy a ticket. If you'd like to buy a ticket, they're doing a, it's kind of a raffle type deal where you buy a ticket and the proceeds go to an organization called U.S. Vets, Inc. And I guess it helps support the military veterans. You can go to usvetsinc.org, buy that raffle ticket, and then somebody will win a walk-on role on a future episode of Veronica Mars during this season. So Kristen was on talking about that today. And if you want to see the world's greatest toilet, and I'm talking about with a TiVo and an Xbox and a DVD player and an iPod. Yeah, it's amazing. It's got it all. Go to rotorooter.com, and you can find out how to register to win that, and they'll be giving that away on April the 25th.
Also, thank you to...
Anna.
All right, tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show, it is Valentine's Day, and so we have the appropriate show planned, I think.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, love is in the air.
All hearts and flowers tomorrow?
That's what we're about. Allie Dixon is going to be on the show. He's from the Cheaters Detective Agency. And they say they say that Valentine's Day is their busiest day.
Really?
Because anyone who's cheating kind of has to do double duty.
Oh,
they've got to like
their time.
Yeah, so people are trying to figure out where their person is, and this person's trying to please two at the same time.
Oh.
So they're extra busy on that day.
Wow.
So that's love, right?
That's sweet. Yeah.
We also have the creator of an aphrodisiac drink.
Now we're talking.
It's called Fever. So we're going to talk to him tomorrow on the show. When you think Valentine's Day, you think Eric Schatz. He's the producer of all of our favorite TV shows, including 101 More Things Found in the Human Body.
This guy has a body of work. If he's not in the TV Hall of Fame, he ought to be. He's done all of our favorite shows.
Look, sometimes love gets carried away, and you find foreign objects inside people. That makes
right,
sense.
Right, that's the tie-in. Good.
Sure, yeah.
Excellent. Also, we're going to tell you about the Navy and how they're using sea lions to handcuff people. I don't think I understand the story completely, but we'll tell you about that tomorrow morning.
How ironic that sea lions don't have hands themselves.
See? And yet they're going to cuff you.
See?
And if you're planning ahead, by the way, we are going to be broadcasting live at Bear Mountain on Thursday. We're going to be up there. The whole station is going to be up there all day long with live free music from Mickey Avalon on our show at 9 o'clock in the morning. Also, Sayosin is going to be up there live. Bullet for My Valentine is going to be playing live. You know, I guess we're giving away tickets on the air right now for people to win lift tickets to come up and spend the day skiing on Thursday up at Bear Mountain. But even if you don't win them from K-Rock, it is free and open to the public, and anybody can come up and join us if they want. So that'll be a live show Thursday morning right here on the Kevin and Bean program. Cat Corbett's next with 40 minutes nonstop music, including Rage Against the Machine, also Incubus. We got some Oasis, Wolfmother, Nirvana, New Fall Out Boy, and more right after this on K-Rock.
And,